Dito, how does it feel to be in the presence of greatness?
It feels warm.
Are you
It feels cuddly and a little stinky.
Yeah, yeah, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
The stinkiness is from your butthole.
Stinkiness is from your butthole. Because when I got here, I had to wait for you to stop pooping.
Ah, dude, you know why? Well, first of all, I don't want to be that dude, because it hasn't happened yet in the whole history of the show of the Danger Hour. That's what you're listening to, by the way. I haven't had to stop the show to take a shit. And I didn't want it to be this time. I want to keep my streak alive.
The streak.
Poor choice of words, huh?
Just kidding.
On my tidy whities. No, I don't wear tidy whities no more. I used to.
I used to, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered maybe if you put some on, just like, you know, how it would feel?
No.
Like nowadays?
No.
Like, okay, never mind.
You know what? There's nothing, and no one looks good in those underwear either. Did you ever watch Breaking Bad? You ever see that show? You ever see the first episode?
Oh, yeah.
When he's in his underwear in the desert? Yeah.
You know what? I was really, misinformed about that show. When I started watching it, I thought it was really just him and walking around in his underwear all the time. And then I found out it was actually a good show. So
you're disappointed.
Okay. Yeah, I was disappointed. Yeah. And then I found out he wears clothes. So I was like, oh, damn it. Have you seen that? Have you seen that post that's on the Facebooks and the Instagrams?
Which one?
Where it says, what if... what's his name in Breaking Bad? What's his
Bryan Cranston?
What if Bryan Cranston's character finally gets popped, and they put him in a witness protection program, and that's the end of Breaking Bad, and him in the witness protection program is the beginning of Malcolm in the Middle. You haven't seen that one?
No, that's pretty good.
Oh
though.
Man,
that's pretty funny.
I totally fucked it up, but like, it's along those lines, and I'm like
Walter White. That's his name on the show.
Yes,
I've been waiting for the new season to come up.
I'm caught up as far as Netflix has caught me up, or wherever it's at.
That should be it.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's his name? Just got blown up.
Yeah.
The Chicken Man.
No, you might be behind.
I think there's like a half a season still ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to download it, but I want to watch it.
You're right.
Pure.
I got it.
Like glass.
Yep. This is the Danger Hour, by the way. When you start talking about glass and crystalness, I got to say, this is the Danger Hour, and I'm your host, James Danger. And I'm looking straight at him this time because there's no guests, so I guess I look right in his eyes. Hold on. There they are, flickering in the sunlight. Moonlight? Artificial Christmas tree lights? I don't know.
Christmas tree lights.
That's Miguel Lido Ramirez.
Why, thank you very much for having me again.
Now, I want to tell you something.
Tell me.
This happened this last week, okay?
Did you poop yourself again?
No. I think it was Monday. I'm usually always running late on Monday mornings, right? Because I kind of drink sometimes Sunday nights. I probably shouldn't, but I do.
I thought it was because you had a case of the Mondays.
A little bit sometimes. But I mean, it just always seems to be I'm running late on Monday fucking morning. So as always, I look at my fucking watch or my clock, whatever it is, my phone, and I have to be out of the house by 5:50 a.m.
I'd kill myself if I had to do that.
Yeah, that's like, okay, I can go to work and I can, you know, go normally, no rush.
Yeah.
5:40 is what I'd like it to be all the time, but it's never is.
Yeah.
And I can cruise, you know, and do whatever I want. Listen to fucking a podcast or the morning bullshit shows and just...
It's your cushion time.
Enjoy
myself.
It's your
cushion time.
So 5:50 is like, all right, dude, you got to go. You're not going to rush, just going to make it. Now, 6 o'clock... is the fucking breaking point. Like, dude,
pedal to the
metal. 6 o'clock, you better be rushing your ass and fucking doing illegal shit. 6:05, you're late, motherfucker. That's my that's my time. It's a miracle if you're gonna get there on time. So I left the house at 6:02. I was like, God damn it. So I'm going, and I gotta tell you,
wait a minute, before you start.
Yeah.
Do you start the time walking out of, like, do you have to, because I do this too. I have to be in my car.
Oh no.
Half an hour before work starts. So do you start it like when you walk out of the house? Or
it's
when you're
pretty
actually...
much, I'll be in the kitchen and I'll look at the microwave.
Uh-huh.
And if the microwave says 6 o'clock, it's like, you got to fucking run, dude.
Okay.
So anyway, so I get in the car and I'm just, you know, I'm sorry, dude. It's in my little neighborhood. It's real early. No one's around. I'm blowing through stop signs. Because, I mean, it's dark at this point. You can see lights coming if anyone's coming. No one's fucking walking in the street at that time. So I'm blowing through like...
Except for that weird Asian guy that walks out.
He's not up that time. So no, I blow through at
because
least
I
three.
Get, I when I'm leaving a danger hour here at, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning, this motherfucker's like walking around.
Yeah, but he's never up that early.
Oh,
so I blow through at least 3 stop signs, get to the main street. I'm going, you know, it's kind of empty, of course. I'm going to Whittier. And when I get to, you know, the certain point in Whittier, the 2-lane road goes to 1 lane, right? Coming up ahead. So this fucking guy, there's a car in front of me. And I'm in the left lane, and there's a car next to me and in front of me in that lane, too. So I got to get around these cars to get to the right side because it's going to 1 lane. Okay,
I'm following.
So light turns green. Luckily, the car in front of me goes faster than the one on the right side. And I'm like, excellent. So I go. I pass the fucking, I make a lane change. It's kind of confusing, huh? I change. I go in front of one car. I speed in front of the dude that was in front of me in the other lane. Go around him. Go around another car and shoot in the fucking other lane before it splits off into 2 different roads. It's like a fucking fork in the road.
I'm following you. Yeah.
All right. So I'm gone. I'm like, yes. I'm number one now. And so while I'm like driving down this road, another car pulls in front of me from a side road. I'm like, fuck. And so we're going to a light anyway. And we stop at the light. And I'm sitting there. And, you know, I'm just waiting. I'm like, fuck. I'm looking at the clock. Like, am I going to make it? Suddenly, out of the corner of my eye, I see a car slowly pulling on my side, my right side. Now, the road I'm on is one single lane, but there's another piece where I'm at that goes to, you can make a right turn. Okay?
Okay.
It just opens up briefly so you can go into the right side.
Okay.
Now, I think the car is going to make a right turn, but he's slowly creeping and he stops right next to me. I turn my head and it's a fucking cop. And he's staring right at me and he's got this expression on his face like disappointed father. Like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? He saw everything I did, dude, like a while back. That fucking zigzag, Tetris bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I'm telling you, my Tetris days, when I was a young guy, like a young idiot in my Honda, just like zipping through back and forth, it happened again. I can visualize little pieces fitting right. You know, go
do you
through
do that too?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You kind of like, you get this like this grid element right in front of you, and you're like, okay, I'm going to make this move. I'm going to make this move.
And I'm like, this guy's not going to speed up in this lane over here, so I know I can get through there. That kind of shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's what I did.
I call it Honda Vision.
So the cop looks at me like a disappointed asshole, right?
Yeah.
And he's giving me this fucking stink eye. And I was like, oh, fuck. So all I did, all I could think of doing was like wave at him. I just waved at him and looked away like, dude, you got me. Hi. And he just kind of creeps forward a little bit. Light turns green. And he like cuts me off.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, fuck. He's going to pull me. He's going to like wave me to the side because, you know, there was no room behind me.
Okay.
But he saw what I did. The light turns green. We go through the intersection. And he doesn't. He just keeps driving. I'm like, fuck, I got away with it. And he winds up going to a sheriff's station up the road. And he turns in. And, you know, I felt lucky. At the same time, I'm like, this guy fucking, he busted me, man. But he got me, give me a break.
Sounds like you're always getting busted.
Nah, dude, I'm telling you. I clean up my ways. I used to get tickets all the time in my younger days. Pulled over. A lot of times I get out of it, but I used to get tickets quite often.
Like I said, I mean, I've been having this project where we've been working on for future dates, and I've been listening to old episodes, and I caught up onto one of the episodes where you were talking about how you were out running a cop through neighborhoods, and you ducked into your, I guess, you found your way around, and you're speeding through like, you know, streets and everything like that. I'm like,
yeah,
this sounds really fucking dangerous, and knowing the area he was at, it's probably highly populated. And I would think a ticket would be better than murder. You know? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
But then again, I'm like,
but I was a young fucking idiot. Dude.
So what's your excuse now?
I was
now,
19,
then?
Bro.
Well, what's your 19. Excuse now then? Like, vroom, vroom, vroom.
I was late.
Okay, yeah. That's. I mean, that's a valid excuse for anybody that doesn't have a badge on.
That's true. I was late. If I would have had my fucking my cop car, I would have hit my lights, made everyone pull over. Anyway, the reason I bring that up, because it did happen, but I wanted to transfer it over to a story related to you, Lito, when it comes to the law.
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. No, where I'm going with this.
Or I don't know where you're going with this either.
Here we go. Your dog, Vader.
Oh, yeah.
May or may not be a hero. I say it's questionable.
Oh, he's a fucking
hero.
Let me
hear
right?
the story and I will.
There
and I will have
goes my hero. Watch him as he growls.
Let me hear your story, and I will say if me and Dave Grohl will object or agree with you.
Okay, I wasn't there. Oh, this happened last weekend.
It's hearsay.
No, this happened last weekend.
Okay.
Last Saturday, after me and the fellas came to the Danger Hour, which is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming not too long afterwards. Okay.
Okay.
So the neighbor across the street and my next door neighbor saw this happening. They told my mother-in-law this. I guess the dude was being followed by the police officers down our street, and he had a good lead on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess our neighborhood, you know, like I said, it's always, you know, been populated. There's people outside.
Uh-huh.
So I guess they see this dude running down our street and they hear police officers and, you know, just shit's going down. So this guy runs to our neighborhood. He goes to our neighbor's house, literally our neighbor's house, not the
neighborhood. Literally.
Yeah, literally our next door neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Their door's always open. I guess he asks them, hey, can I hide out in here?
Oh, what?
Yeah, I found this out. Can I hide out in here? They're like, no, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So he fucking leaves. He tries to hop our fucking wall on the side of our house.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, my neighbor saw this and a neighbor across the street saw this. He tries to hop our wall and our dogs, once they hear commotion, they're fucking, rah, 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 you know, they're fucking all over the place sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, drives me insane. But, you know, this time it proved it. It's worth proved itself. Okay. So as this motherfucker was trying to scale our wall, he heard the dogs, my dog, my Vader, my hero. He saw him. He saw the intimidating fucking badassness of my dog.
Okay. And for Vader people started, that don't know, what kind of dog is
my
it?
My dog is a purebred boxer.
Why do you gotta say purebred like a fucking snob?
Because I can. I have always been one to have mixed breed dogs.
Mutts. Yes.
And runaways.
Okay.
So I bought this motherfucker. He's AKC certified. So I say he's purebred.
Uh huh.
So Vader was barking at this guy.
What does AKC stand for?
American Kennel. I don't know what. Okay, American Kennel something.
Club.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. What else would it be?
Are you sure? I know you don't have dogs or like dogs.
What the fuck does that mean? I've had dogs.
The dog you did have. Hey, come here, guy. Fucking, I hate that dog.
Bullshit. Oh, wait.
Emo. Wait.
Nah, I don't fucking hate him. Go fuck yourself.
I hate that dog. Man.
That's my favorite dog ever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Coolest fucking dog.
You showed him how to sniff.
He used to look at me piss.
Yeah, he used to look at me piss too. I wonder who taught him that.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest
thing. He told me all your secrets.
Yeah.
He's got a small dick, dude. I swear. All right, so AKC certified.
Yes.
Boxer.
Maybe that's what it is.
What's his boxing record?
American Kennel certified.
What's his boxing record?
Now he's 1-0.
His debut fight.
So yeah, his debut fight. So right. He scared the would-be intruder from hopping our fence. At this time, the cops caught up. The neighbor across the street said, he's over there. He's right there. And they fucking tackled him around our vicinity of our house. And they took him away. All because Vader stopped him from getting away.
He didn't do shit, though, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Fucking serious. Your dog is not a hero. Dave Grohl will not sign off on the story. You can't use his song. Okay? Your dog didn't do shit. That's what I thought. Okay, you posted this on Facebook. I wasn't really sure of the whole story, but from me jumping to conclusions on my own, I was like, this dog's not a hero. From the limited details you gave, I was like, I don't think this dog's a hero. Dude, he didn't do anything. He just went, roo,
roo, this guy,
and the guy jumped the fence and went like, oh, fuck, I better not go in there. There's a dog in there.
From what I was hearing, this guy was running away because he was a drunk driver. You know, driving recklessly through the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
He was fucking doing shit he shouldn't have.
Did he hit somebody?
I think he did.
Okay.
So when he's running through the fucking neighborhood, he's already fucking... I mean, when you're... All of your fucking, you know... When you've exhausted all fucking getaways and you ask if you can jump into somebody's house, you know that this motherfucker's going for broke. So, I mean, how would it
That's
be?
That's not true. If the guy was serious, he would have walked in there and said, get the fuck down. I'm going to hide out here.
Okay, but the thing is, he asked the neighbor to have, they have at least 10, 15 people living in their house. Okay, so I think he wouldn't have chosen that house.
Uh-huh. Did he have
like
a gun?
I said, I think, I don't know. See, the thing is, I'm glad because my mother-in-law wasn't home at the time, or Babadoo, because if they were, I mean, who knows what could have happened. That's where my mind was at. Okay, if this motherfucker is trying to get into houses, you know, I could just imagine if they were home, it would have been
Dick, but he was polite about it. Do you mind if I hide out in your house here?
What I mean, like, hey, can I come in? I think he was like, I'm going to come in. You know, like, I don't think he's going to ask.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, you know, if you have
He made it seem like that. Excuse me, kind madam.
Excuse me. Do you have a cot?
Can you supply accommodations for myself?
Do you have a room I can maybe hide in?
Yeah.
So.
Your dog's not a hero, dickhead.
He's a hero.
No, he's not. He would have been a hero if he would have, like,
he's
the guy would have jumped in your yard and he would have fucking trampled him and went, stay there. What is it called? Citizen's arrest. That's what that would have happened.
I don't think my dog can talk. I'm pretty sure. I don't think any dogs
hero can dogs talk. Can talk. That's all I'm saying.
You respect my dog, okay? He's a hero.
He did his job, dude.
He's going to get a key to the city and a pack of bacon strips.
A golden bone?
Yeah.
He did his job, and that's it. He didn't go above and beyond.
What other dogs, like I said, I posted on the post on the Facebook?
Dogs bark. That's it.
Yeah, but I mean,
so this you're telling me he's a hero because he looked big enough. The guy's like, I'm not going in that yard. He didn't do anything.
How many houses? It's not a random fucking house that he would have jumped into. I mean, why would he have jumped into it? I mean, something fucking shook this guy that he stopped. And on top of that, they caught him in front of the house. I mean, Vader is not, he's not this crazy looking motherfucker, but I'm pretty sure that because.
I'll tell you.
From where he was.
I'll tell you.
No, I'll tell you, motherfucker. From where he was at. This guy had to have at least gone somewhere in the fucking in the backyard, because that side right there, the wall you have to hop, my dogs, there's a fucking fence right there. So they never go over there.
Mm-hmm.
So if Vader ran over, he must have fucking saw him, and like if he was like, you know, starting to scale down or whatever. Because when they caught him, he was already back on this side. Like I said, I mean, they were all fucking trying to see, you know, neighborhood was trying to see where he was at. But I mean, you wouldn't be able to see him from the wall unless you're already fucking over it or you're already on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck you. My dog's a hero.
Dude, if I was that guy running away, I'd say, pardon me, madam. Do you have accommodations for my unlawfulness? No. Okay, I will seek other accommodations. I'd run. I'd jump on that wall. If I seen your fucking dog, I wouldn't say, oh, that's a hero dog. I'd say, that's a fucking dog. He looks pretty good size. I'm going to go somewhere else. I don't want to bother. He might be a bitch, like a bitch, but he might be a tough motherfucking dog, because boxers are 50-50, in my opinion. They're going to be scared of you or they're going to attack you. Now, then I would like, I'm going to go somewhere else. Jump off the wall. That's when the cops got me. Like,
you didn't go anywhere else.
Oh, well, fuck it. I got me.
Well, either way, as one of those, you have to be.
Your dog is not a hero.
You have to be there.
He's not a hero.
He's a hero.
I'm sorry.
And I think you should respect him and his authority. And like I said, let's just end this and you know, give him praise.
Let's agay to disagay.
But he's pretty fucking awesome. Like I said, man, who else can tell that story of like, I'm gonna get this dog, he's gonna be a great guard dog, he's gonna watch our house. And who can say that their dogs actually kept their house intruder free? Even if he was just doing it by his look.
I can say that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then your dog's a hero, too.
Emo's a hero.
Emo's a hero.
Emo's a hero. Emo and Vader are heroes.
You better not come back here, or else I'm going to stare at your dick.
No one's pissed in my backyard or my parents' backyard since. All right. And now it's time. Speaking of gay. Did we speak of gay? I don't know.
We haven't. Well, I guess we're now.
We will now. And now it's time for Gay or Nay.
Yay! There's a tingle in my butthole!
Nay! I'm manly!
Gay or Nay. Gay or Nay. Gay or Nay.
This is Gay or Nay.
Gay.
Oh, I still like that, by the way. I'm proud of my own shit. Does that make me a dickhead?
No, dude. I mean, okay. It's something to be proud of. I like it, too.
Okay, good.
I wish I had the musical chops.
Here we go. Nah, that was a fucking program beat. I didn't do anything with that. I just sang the gayness.
Wait, how would you come across that?
What do you mean?
That musical beat.
Oh, because my my program here already has, they call it like stock fucking bullshit you can
stock
use.
Stock music?
Yeah.
So what was that? I
hope I can find a gay sounding song. And it was like some kind of gay song, so I used it.
I wonder what it was called, you know, like.
Oh, I don't know. I forget what it's called.
I can imagine like some stuff. Urban dance.
Yeah, that's what it sounds. Yeah.
Fruity butthole.
Yeah. That doesn't have that, but yeah, it has urban. Yeah. There's a whole urban fucking setting on there you can pick. I'm telling you.
Why don't they just put black? Or right. I hate the word urban.
That's what I asked my black friend Corey. Shout out to Corey.
Shout out to Corey.
You know, when he's like, hey, man, when they say urban, it means black. Yeah. It's like, all right. How did they say black? It's not PC. All right. All right, here we go. Here's my gay or nay. If you don't know, if this is your first time listening, gay or nay is a situation that I tell Lito happened to me, and based on that situation, he tells me if I'm gay or not. Okay? I mean, gay or nay. Sorry. Here's my gay or nay. It doesn't really fit in the guidelines this week, but I'm going to go ahead and put it in this fucking, because I like the intro song. That's why I use it.
Because you like to put it in.
I like to put it in.
Yes.
Long and hard. Yes. All right, here's my gay or nay. Happened today. Gay or nay, watching Little League Baseball when you don't have any kids that you know in the game.
I wouldn't consider that gay or nay. I would just consider that creepy.
Yeah. Okay. Let me set it up a little more. So we want to take the kids to the park today. We're driving around. I wanted to go. I think Natalie wanted some wine at BevMo. And that's that's a little bit of a drive. So on the way to fucking there, I'm like, hey, let's take the kids to a new park we've never been to before. Okay. So I turned on this street that I used to know fucking working for Toyota in the shuttle company. I'm like, I think there's a park over here somewhere. So we find a park that I never even knew was there. We get out, and there happens to be baseball fields there. And I'm like, oh, they're having a fucking baseball game. I think the kids will like it. So we walk up. We're in the back of the field, right? Because the playground is, like, in the back, and, you know, the field. You're facing – you're, like, in the fucking home run area, you know? So you're facing the whole field. You know where I'm going with, aren't you? So we're watching the game, and I'm like, hey, look at the kids. And they're little boys, and they're playing.
Uh-huh.
And so – you know, we watch you for like, you know, a couple minutes, and then the kids are like antsy. Let's go play now. They run to the field, and I'm watching the fucking game, and the kid's a good fucking pitcher. He's like, what, 9 years old? And they're pitching. I was like, damn, they look, and his form is good. He's like, he looks like a major league fucking player, right? He's doing the whole like wind up and the fucking like, you know, the little leg up and the shit and throwing the ball. And the kid hits the ball, and it's exciting. I'm like, holy fuck, this is cool. So then I hear Natalie going, hey, James. I turn around. She's like 20 yards away. Like, what are you doing watching the games? And I'm standing there. And I'm
more
like,
more importantly, what is that boner?
I was like, what do you mean? She goes, it's kind of creepy. What? And then I'm looking around, and like, there's people like staring at me like, what are you doing, dude?
That's not creepy. I mean, I think maybe they heard them. Maybe they heard Natalie call you creepy. But there's nothing wrong with watching baseball. I mean, you're just watching the kids play baseball. That's
even
all
if,
it is.
Even if I was in the backfield watching like them from behind.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, if you were gonna go that route, even if you're watching your kids play, other kids are gonna fucking veer into your direction. Yeah. So you're gonna be watching them. And
but I had no my kids, not family or friends' kids. I'm just watching the baseball game.
You're just watching the baseball game.
Okay, so it's not gay.
No, I mean, I'm not.
It's not gay for a man to be by himself in the back of a field with a black jacket on and a hat to be watching little boys play baseball.
Laying on your stomach so your boner doesn't show?
Yeah. No, the trench coat on. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh,
say.
Okay. I forgot. Black
trench
right.
coat. No.
What a Marilyn Manson t-shirt on?
No, dude, I thought I was innocent. And then my wife was like, dude, you're creepy. I'm like, what? Really? She made me think about it. I was like, am I creepy?
Well, yeah. If you put it in that context, then yeah, it's going to be creepy. But if you really think about it, I mean, how many people are really there just to watch the fucking game?
Well, okay,
there's
but there
no
was...
there's no baseball on TV right now anyways. Well, there is, but I mean, why not? I mean, if you're at the fucking park, I mean, I've done that too. You know, we're at the park and, you know, there's a football game going on. It's like, you know, especially with kids, it's actually kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. No, it's more interesting than watching the fucking major league.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, on top of that, these are like older kids, so they actually know what they're doing. But I mean, I've watched kids like, you know, like 5-6 year old shorties like playing football, and it's like, they're all running all over the place and their pads are like all heavy on them and everything like that. It's actually kind of funny, not creepy, but I get where Natalie's saying it. I think she was maybe saying that you're creepy, you know, as in you are.
Just personally, not the movie game. Personally, no, I get it. All right.
So
not gay. I'm off the hook.
It's not gay, but you are creepy.
Yeah, okay.
It's not creepy. I think it's just it's only creepy. Yeah, it's only
bearded
creepy.
Guy in the back.
Yeah, it's only creepy if it depends. It's going to depend on whose it is.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's not gay, but maybe you look creepy.
Yeah,
you don't. I mean, you didn't really, you know. You could probably blend in by maybe putting a baseball t-shirt on or, you know, something that's not all black.
Uh-huh.
You know?
No, I won't do that.
Maybe, yeah, see?
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, let's move on. Okay, this is great, dude. I got this email from I guess you call my buddy. His name is Favian.
Okay.
He was an avid listener, so shout out to Favian. He sent me this email because he thought I would dig it. It's a picture. I will show you the picture after I read this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show it to you afterwards. But let me get it ready for you. So he sent me an email to if you ever want to send me an email at the show, it's thedangerhour@yahoo.com. Right? Lito, what was that again?
Thedangerhour@yahoo.com.
That's right.
Do people still use email?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't they?
I don't.
What do you mean?
I don't think I've ever jumped on an email as a
You don't
source
send
of...
emails to nobody?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
I send them text messages.
Oh, well, okay, text me at go fuck yourself. So
I'll give you that number right now. Hold on.
All right, so he emailed me this message, and it was a picture, and it had I'll just tell you what it says first. It says Rainbow Bus Club.
Uh-oh. Okay?
Uh-oh. First of all, he put I thought you would enjoy this.
Was that the header?
Yeah. That was the title of the email. I thought you'd enjoy this. It said Rainbow Bus Club. Now that's on the fucking. It was a picture of a flyer that he saw.
Okay.
Don't know where he saw it. Maybe it's just on the internet somewhere. Rainbow Bus Club. And then like the caption reads, meet up June 18th, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Starbucks coffee. Meet in the back. And this is at Lexington, Kentucky. Okay. Someplace in Kentucky. And it says at the bottom, Rainbow Bus Club is strictly for straight men that want to get together with other straight men and pretend to be gay for an hour or so. There's more. Talk gay, dress gay, flirt, and cut up. Nothing sexual, just make believe. Straight men only. Now let me show you the picture,
oh
man.
Oh my god. What?
Let me show you the picture. Here's the picture right there.
Jeez.
Check it out. What's on that? What's the picture of on the
it
flyer?
It looks like a bunch of bears.
What's the picture on the flyer of?
A bunch of burly men holding each other without shirts on. So did he take this picture?
Or I don't know if he took it or if he saw it on
this guy
something.
Touching his nipple?
Probably.
Wow, those are some straight.
Oh yeah,
non-gay
straight
men
pretend gays.
Yeah, that's.
Now, honestly, what do you make of that? Do you think it's like a gay code? Like, let's meet up. Nah, you know what? Gays are usually pretty fucking open about it, right? Let's go meet up and, you know, hang out. Do you think this is real?
It just seems too awesome to be real. It's a place where maybe it's...
That's funny, dude.
I would assume since this is Kentucky, it's so ass backwards anyways. I mean, no pun intended, ass, you know, ass backwards. Gay people. But...
No pun intended there either.
Yeah. But fuck. I don't know, man. It just seems so fucking awesome that I would think that somebody did make it just because I don't think they want anybody to know that they're, you know, a real homo.
Uh-huh.
So I think they want to do that whole let's wrestle. Uh-oh, I'm inside you, you know?
You know what, man? This sounds pretty fuck. I mean, if it's really straight dudes only, this sounds pretty funny. And I would like to do it. Wouldn't you? You go, oh, hi.
Oh, hey.
Oh, what are you drinking? Oh, caramel macchiato. That's
just
nice.
So weird to see like, hey, we're only playing to be gay, okay?
Dude,
we're
it's like a Halloween party.
Playing to be gay.
It's like a Halloween party.
No
girls
fucking,
can be
yeah.
girls can be fucking whores that night and dress like fucking skanks. But hey, it's only for Halloween. This is awesome, dude. You can be fucking, you can be a raging homo. And it's just for fun for 1 hour.
This sounds like that episode of South Park where everybody like starts watching that Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, yeah. I saw
and that. Like all the guys are like, being, you know, metro. They start being all metro, yeah. And like, oh my God. Like, you know, start girlfriend. And, you know, Mr. Garrison's an actual real gay guy.
Yeah.
And they're at the bar and like, he's all, oh, hey. So, hey, Randy, why don't you come back to my place and come pound Mr. Slave's ass. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's like, Jesus Christ.
He's like, oh, well, no, thank you, Mr. Garrison. We're not really gay. We just like to dress really well. He's all, you're just one of us now. Oh, God damn it. I don't want to be one of you.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
I've only seen really a few South Parks, but that's one of the ones I saw, and I enjoyed it.
South Park, they got some really good stuff.
I got to start watching more. Do you know what's a good fucking show that I never knew was good until this dude in my work was like insisting I should try it? Futurama.
I love Futurama.
That's a good fucking show.
I was actually watching the new season today.
It's very well written.
Yeah.
I think it might even be better than Simpsons.
I haven't seen too many of the new Simpsons to know.
I haven't either, but
like I said, but I think this one, I think it's a little bit more cooler to the aspects that we like, just because they came out later than the Simpsons, so it's a little bit more edgier.
Oh yeah.
And they have a lot more,
for sure.
They have a lot more options because, you know, the Simpsons, it's a little realistic, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
With all the yellow people.
Right. The space thing is fucking awesome. And
you know, they, if they really wanted it. To, they can, you know, dude can pick a booger and it could be a slime monster.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's a little, fucking Bender makes that show, man.
Yeah.
Bender Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's Mexican.
I watched the one today where Bender and a soda machine had a kid.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, man.
I just started watching it. My kids like it too.
You've never
it's
seen
it's one
it
of those edgy
all?
Shows that you can watch it with your kids.
Yeah.
There's some shit like, maybe they shouldn't hear
it
that.
It does
but
have
they
some
don't
subtle tones. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, well, it was on regular TV.
But my kids love it too. So it's man. Awesome. It's a win-win.
Well, it's funny. And then, you know, it's got fucking Katie Seagal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got, I don't think anybody else, right?
And that is all.
Yeah. Huh. So.
Anyway.
What I can't about? Believe you haven't
oh, yeah.
seen it. Really?
Rainbow Bus Club. Huh?
You've never seen Futurama?
Not
in
really.
In passing, probably.
Yeah, maybe I tried it like, you know, years ago. I'm like, I don't
but
care.
Now you're kind of paying attention to it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you come across the episode where
I've only seen like 6 or 7 episodes
oh,
so
man.
Far. There's I mean, this... I just started fucking
okay.
watching it.
I think it's later on, a couple seasons later, there's this episode where they redo a whole Married with Children with fucking
no
Leela's
shit.
Character.
Oh,
it's
man.
The fucking best.
I'm gonna watch all of them, man.
You gotta watch them.
I'm on board.
All right, cool.
Anyway, yeah, dude. So you wouldn't join the Rainbow Bus Club?
I wouldn't
Could
join.
Could we go together?
I don't know if I would say I would join. I would maybe be a voyeur.
What's that mean?
Maybe a voyager.
Yeah.
A voyeur is somebody that watches.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm a watcher. You know,
stay in
the
corner.
I'll watch with a lisp. You know, if they want me to pretend to be gay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean. I'm assuming when they want you to pretend to be gay, you want to, you know, like
you gotta
walk
pretend
around
kiss too.
with the limp wrist.
You gotta
and,
pretend
you know,
kiss with your pretend
yeah,
tongue.
Exactly. And you gotta pretend fuck. You know, you're not actually penetrating.
Oh no, you
you're
are.
Just, oh,
it's
okay.
just pretend, right? Yeah. Though that's what they say.
Pretend you like
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'm
pretend
just gonna,
you like
I'm
it.
I'm gonna pretend put my dick in your ass. Yeah. No, you just did it. Just pretend I like
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Let's pretend.
That's all right.
So,
all right.
It's too weird, man. It's too weird.
On a completely wink, wink. Unrelated story. I talked to Fernie recently.
and, shout out to Fernie.
He hit me up funny. Today. He sent me a fucking meme text message.
Oh, okay.
And anyways, we got to talking, and today he's like, I'm getting inked today for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you remember about this guy, what's the one thing you remember about him, his personality?
Very, very Jesus freak.
There you go. All right, so I talked to him at the Ronda Rousey fight. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yes.
Okay. He was there at Gas Boy's house. We watched the fight together. And he mentioned getting a tattoo. Now, I told him, dude, I thought you were a Jesus boy. It's like, isn't it like against the whole belief, like defiling your body, all that bullshit? You know what he told me?
Jews got tattooed once before. What?
Well done, sir. That was good. Here's what he told me.
I read a book.
It's not defiling your body if it's a positive thing.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Well, what if
he said it's
know,
only if it's something negative, like putting like the devil
I mean,
in your
well,
farm or something.
I mean,
something
neo-Nazis,
like
they see the hanging black people tattoo. They think it's positive.
Positive in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah,
there you go. So This guy is gonna get tattooed.
I wonder today. All right,
maybe
tattooed.
He already did. Huh?
I wonder what he's gonna get.
I already know what he's gonna get.
What was it?
Crown of thorns.
Really?
Oh yeah. On his upper inner thigh.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Shut up.
Yep.
On his upper inner thigh, a crown of thorns.
Uh-huh.
How inner are we talking about?
All the way up. All the way inner. I don't know, dude. But I just thought it was funny that a Jesus guy was going to get a tattoo. He's going to hell, right? Let's not lie to each other.
He's done. Probably is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if he has anything to do with trolls anyways, he's probably halfway there. I mean, trolls don't visit just anybody.
So I got me thinking, are all your tattoos, Lito, are they all positive?
In my eyes.
Yeah. Are they?
Well, the first thing I got from my grandma when I had this, Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
Virgin
Mary. How many tattoos you got?
1, 2, 3.
Three?
Yes.
Okay.
When I got this one, you know, my grandma's like, "Ay no, mijo.
Ay Dios mío, yeah, puto."
Yeah.
So she said?
She was like, you know, telling me like that's bad, you know. Yeah. You know, she fucking slapped my arm. She's like still fresh. That always hurts. Why do people do that? They feel like, "Oh, that's nice tattoo."
Yeah.
Ah, motherfucker.
Guess what did that shit to
Stop,
me?
Stop, grandma, you know.
Grandma. Bitch.
But I don't know. All of mine are now I want to go to goofy tattoos. Now I'm open to more, maybe, you know, something off the wall. Yeah. You know, I don't want it to not. I mean, I'm not going to get a picture of Toast or anything like that.
Toast.
But I was always
Sharks or not.
Yeah. I was actually down for that one. I was actually down for the Sharks or not.
Yeah, dude. Why Mike tattooed me? Tattooed a monkey in my arm. That was my goofy tattoo.
See, I am so down for Sharks or not. You know, White Mike. You know, shout out to White Mike, the homeboy tattoo artist. But you know, I got my family on my right arm.
Mm-hmm.
I got my Virgin Mary on my left arm. That was the second tattoo. Not too much thought into it. It was a birthday gift, but it's still meaningful because I like it. Because I knew I wanted to do with this arm, you know, whole Dia de los Muertos kind of, you know, skulls and, you know, roses, traditional type stuff.
Yeah.
And then I have my grandpa tattoo.
Uh huh.
So, yeah, I would say they all mean something. What about you? I know. You know, that big black smear.
I got like 6 or 7.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember how many. I got to like go in the mirror and look at myself.
I'll go count with you.
Okay, let's go. No, they're all positive, I believe. My first one was fucking, it's horrible, dude. Did your first tattoo, do you regret it at all?
I don't really regret it. I think now looking back into it, I think I maybe should have made another suggestion.
Yeah. No, my first one is bad, man. I like Japanese symbols, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I got this
Shut up.
What?
You have kanji on you?
Is that what it's called? Kanji?
Yes.
Really?
I assume so. That's what I heard from
Asian I won't tell you. I'm not going to go into details, but I got these Japanese symbols. I was into music like really heavy at the time. I was like in a band. And so I got this like flame with a fucking Japanese thing, like spider webs connecting other two Japanese symbols. It's kind of dumb, dude. It looks kind of all right blended in with the other ones. But yeah, after that, after a while, I'm like, why'd I do that?
What does it say?
I'm not even sure if it fucking is the right words, dude, that it says. Because this Japanese guy I knew that I worked with later goes, that's not what that means. But I looked in these books at fucking Barnes & Noble, like 3 different books, and they all said the same thing. Like, that's what it means. I'm like, all right, it must be true. This Japanese guy's like, nah, that's not what that means. I'm like, well, what do you mean? What does
Maybe
it mean?
Maybe he's fucking with you.
Yeah, he probably was, dude. I don't know.
I would assume that's the first thing you do. Like, people that don't know the language, they go up to their Japanese friend. Hey, does this mean this? Yeah. And like, I would think at that point, as a Japanese person, I think it's your right to actually fuck with that person.
I forgot what he told me, but it was something fucking way negative. Like, dude, that shit means this and that. And he starts laughing. I'm like, oh, fuck you, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them was like music. I mean, like, there was 2 other ones. Yeah, one of them was music with fire around it. And it's like, yeah, I was like, dude, I'm into music, bro.
Oh, that's what I'm about. God, that's funny.
But then, I got the, man, who, nah, I don't know. I got the birds.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, each one is for someone who is someone that means something to me in my life. That's not really what it means. Just the people that are fucking vital. You know what I mean? The anchors.
Like me.
Just like, no, you're not on there. Maybe you could be. Your card's right. I have like a I have a Murder of Crows. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got a Skull Mariachi dude. You see that one?
You showed me all of them.
And then I got a tree with fucking Dominic.
Who?
That's right. And my brother Greg and Monkey. We all got the same fucking tree. And that's like an homage to my grandpa's fucking house. He had a big tree in the backyard. And we used to call it the spooky place. Because in the summertime, it was hot as fucking bright as shit. You walk in there and it was like dark underneath that tree. I don't know. Just something that represents our childhood together.
You don't have to explain anything. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we got a creepy tree on our arm.
Okay.
And, I got one for my wife when we got married. No, I'm not getting into that one. I'll cover that up shortly. But no.
Wait. What is this? One for your wife?
Huh?
Which one? What is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
One for the wife. You can't just like throw it off point like
that. Nah, I'm going to throw it off.
What is it?
It's like a logo that I created with our initials, but it forms a heart also.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's kind of gay.
Hey, it's kind of gay. You know what?
What?
Your wife is the only person you can be kind of gay with. I'll fancy that. I mean, I'm going to make my...
Meaning she can put stuff in your butthole and it's okay?
Maybe. I want to get some ink really soon here. And I got this, you know, I got a couple things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, growing up, you know, you got these fucking... These sayings and these logos and these fucking... Just things that, you know, you guys made as one.
Yeah.
And now that you know you can create them into something that, you know, could go onto your skin forever. You know, it's not really, you know, with any tattoo, you know, it's not really like this is for the other people. Like, you know, if they're going to think it's stupid, well, fucker, it's not for you. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, that's dumb, huh? Isn't that dumb? Like, stupid ass. It's not for you. It's not your, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So, you know what? I want to make fun of this tattoo, but I want to see it first.
Okay. You want to see right now?
Yeah, I do.
I'll show it to you right now. The other one I got is I got a rose on my inner bicep from my grandmother.
Yeah, I saw that. That one's actually really nice.
My grandmother passed away, that. And she used to. I don't like to get the pictures of people. I don't like that shit. It seems weird to me, like especially if like your kids die and like they're like little fucking babies in your arms. Like, nah, it's weird. So I like to get things that represent people. So this rose on the inside, and because it's on the inside, it hasn't been faded at all, so it looks real nice still.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy that did it was a good fucking artist, but the rose is for her. But people have told me shit, dude, in my other jobs. You hold the rose flower. I was like, and then I'll tell them, like, dude, it's from my grandma that died. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Mexican dudes.
Yeah.
And this is the one from me and my wife.
Yay.
So there's the J and then the N.
Yeah, I see the N.
You see that?
Yeah, no, what's wrong with that?
I guess nothing, but you know, if you're, it's from me and my wife.
No.
We got that in Vegas when we got married. And
that's awesome.
That's my first one. See how gay it looks.
I've never had seen
that. Oh, Christ. Thanks for laughing.
Oh, being young. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I miss being young and dumb. And I wish I did more stupid things.
Really?
Do you ever wish that? I work with
Dude, I was too safe.
I work with some kids nowadays. And I was telling one of them, we're doing something. And they're like, oh, how'd you do that? And I'm like, I MacGyvered it. Right? You know, I Mickey Moused it. I MacGyvered it.
Yeah.
And she's like, who? MacGyver who?
MacGruber?
Yeah. And I was like, you know, just fucking what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You don't know who MacGyver is. You know, and like I just started fucking going down with some names and just things, and it wasn't until like, oh man. It makes me feel so old sometimes, but I'm like looking at these kids, I'm like, God damn, some of these kids are really fucking reckless nowadays.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell, man? I should have done some more crazy shit. You know?
Dude, I played it safe, man. I was a good kid.
Right. And like, where was I at? Oh, last time I went to a high school football game when my parents, it was like the homecoming game for Buena Park.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these fucking kids on the team, they had like fucking sleeves and fucking
in
tattoos.
High school?
Yeah.
Holy
yeah, tattoos
shit.
And everything. I'm like, what the fuck? How'd you get that? Oh, my parents' signature. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. You know, like I remember when I first got my tattoo, I was like 25 and my dad... Like, I told him I was going to go get a tattoo, and I got home, and he's like, the first thing he does is, like, he lifts up my sleeves and, like, looking for it. I'm like, he's like, where is it? And then, like, oh, I didn't get it tonight. He's like, oh, okay. And, like, he gave me this, like, yo, mijo, like, a tattoo is forever and, like, this yeah. and that. And, you know, I think he was just really, you know, let down by his own tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, oh, yeah. Like, you know.
You were how old, 25?
Yeah, dude. I was, like, 23 or 25. And what
I
took
was,
me.
Like, 20.
See, what took me so long was. I was, like, 23. I'm sorry. I was, like, 23. Because what took me so long was, like, the first one had to mean something.
Yeah.
Because the first one, obviously, is you're going through these periods of life. You know, there's things that are
That's
cool.
That's how I felt, too.
there's things that are cool, you know, like the kanji, you know, at one point that was cool. And so I was just kind of waiting and waiting. And then I found, you know, like, the fucking roses. And I found, like, I kind of pieced this, like, tattoo together. Uh-huh. Obviously, I wish I would have done something a little bit more because, you know, the name's, like, kind of bunched up and it looks like little lines, you know. So I do regret that, but I still do like it as a whole.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad, like, I didn't do the fucking, like, you know, don't feel offended if you have them. I don't know.
What?
Like, I didn't do, like, nautical stars. You remember, that was the fucking thing? Nah, like, fucking, you see douchebags, like, the nautical stars, like, right here on the shoulders.
My wife has one on her hip. That was her first one.
It's like, hey, where are you going? Yeah. You know? Nautical.
Nautical. Wait, that's the one like the black and the color.
Yeah, like yeah, okay. It's like fucking off and on color or anything like that. But, I mean, a tattoo is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now it's like.
The only reason I got one is because I had a buddy at the time who knew someone at a shop. And it's like, hey, we get hooked up. It's like, all right.
It's the perfect excuse. Why not?
You know? Yeah.
I always, like, one of my first tattoos. No. When I wanted to get a tattoo, Babadoo had a friend that tattooed, you know, like he was a, you know, apprentice or whatever like that. And he's like, yeah, dude, like if you want to do like a Yoda, like I'll totally put that on you. Like I've never done a Yoda. And like, I want to do a Yoda. And like, I was looking at some of his work and I was just so excited that this dude was going to do it pro bono or free, you know, just because he never did a Yoda. And like, I was so excited. I told him yes, but sitting back and looking at some of his artwork, I'm glad I didn't make that decision. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like
most people are shitty, dude.
You know, and like Yoda can turn really bad really quick, you know. I mean, I'm glad I didn't, because how many times have you seen on like online, you know, the tattoo fails, you know. I don't want to be that guy,
right?
Because tattoos really are forever, you know.
You can cover them up or get them removed. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of you being Mexican, what? Lent. You still doing that shit? Is it still on?
It's on till the 31st.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah.
What is your thing now this year? The same as last time?
Same thing. No red meat, only chicken and bird. Well, bird and fish, and no soda.
Okay.
So.
How's that working? You lasting?
Yeah, no, I've done it. Yeah. Last year was fucking hard, man. Last year I was like, oh, like, you know, I was fucking, I was vague posting. Oh my God, I miss meat. You know, like this year it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
I haven't had soda in I don't know how long. I started before fucking, Lent.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm doing it because I have an excuse to fucking do it. Obviously, everyone knows my values aren't really all there. But I'm only doing it because.
So you admit that you're a shitty Catholic.
Yeah. I've always admitted that.
Are you a Catholic?
I'm a shitty Catholic.
Are you saying you're Catholic, though?
If you were to categorize me,
are you religious?
I would say so. I would assume so. I get this question, and I would say I'm religious to the point that...
I'm spiritual.
No. I would say that me and the guys upstairs have an understanding. Okay? The reason why I say
Which is
because... I don't feel that. I feel that if you have enough conviction in your heart or belief or maybe morals, that you shouldn't have to, like, I'm pretty sure they didn't say, oh, okay, well, you got to do this. And, you know, you can't go to church without, you know, you can't go to church and not wear shorts or anything like that. I've heard that before. Like,
really?
Oh, it's weird. Like, you know, like my brother-in-law is like, you know, I showed up in shorts one time. Look at this guy wearing shorts in church. I'm like, I'm like, see, this is the thing too. Like, I've even said it so myself, because like they've like, look at this guy wearing sandals. I'm like, dude, Jesus wore sandals every day. Sometimes he was barefoot. All
That's
right.
True. Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure.
That's true. If
I'm
true.
Pretty sure he doesn't mind as long as I'm here.
Yeah.
So the thing is I'm not that type that like once something bad happens, God, why don't you make it better?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that, you know what? We have an understanding. I'm not going to do bad things. But I'm going to do what makes me happy because I think that's the creator. What he really wants is for you to be happy. Obviously, there's way too much stuff in the world for him to limit you. But I think once you start down that actually really, really dark path,
mm-hmm.
that's when you're actually descending from, you know, what he doesn't want us to do. You know, because if you really think about it, you know, talking about sins and everything like that, maybe we really shouldn't even be eating red meat. Because how is it technically thou shalt not murder or thou shalt not kill if we're killing animals? If you want to be really technical about things, then we're breaking sins by killing animals for food.
I just read something the other day. Well, you know what? I think this whole thing is bullshit, to be honest with you. But what I read was, you're not supposed to eat shellfish. You know about that?
I've never heard that.
You're not supposed to eat anything without scales.
Scales?
Yeah. Only fish. In the water, I mean.
What about lizards? They have scales.
I don't know about the... You know what? No
See,
pigs.
See, the thing is like...
It says no pigs.
Who's making up these rules?
That's the fucking Bible speaking, dude. I don't know. It says in the Bible... Do not eat
it
anything
says
shellfish.
In the Bible, not to wrestle your neighbor.
Yeah, it says no eating pigs. What else does it fucking say, dude? There's like a list of animals you can't eat, and they're like unholy or fucking what is it? I don't know. But
I get you.
You don't
yeah.
eat any. So no shrimp, no lobster, none of that shit. You can't eat it. It's wrong. I thought it was funny because one comic I was watching, who was it? Jim Jefferies. He was like, he said that it mentions in the Bible twice. That it's against gays. You can't be gay.
Yeah.
Twice. It mentions 8 times in the Bible, don't eat shellfish. He's like, but we all overlooked that one, don't we?
Exactly. See, all that is bullshit, man. Yeah. Like, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, really, who's a fucking, like, it's all the fucking, you know, like, there's supposed to be this separation of state and church. But really, I mean, who is it to say that, you know, oh, well, God told the president to... veto this law so these two guys can't get married. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, I have this understanding. I believe that, you know, as long as I'm not stealing or killing, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I'm committing some time. And I believe, you know, like, I think if you don't have any fear, then you're kind of weird. Because you can say, like, I think it's all crazy and bullshit. And, you know, maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because... if you really think about it, like, okay, well, how can, you know, the man upstairs really let all this bad stuff happen to people, you know? And I think maybe it's not just one way. Maybe science and religion can coexist.
Mm.
I think so. Because if you think about it,
religion's man-made though. And then men are flawed. So religion in turn has to be flawed.
But if you really think about it, science is really just a bunch of words made up by some originator. I mean, who's to say that this...
Yeah, not all science is real fucking law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you
really
say...
I guess it's
the same deal. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, do you think really people out there are like, oh, wow, this water really is 2 parts hydrogen and 1 part oxygen. Maybe... who knows? I mean, maybe people, they just said it so long.
Isn't that
they're
proven?
Just believing it. I don't know. You know, maybe if I really look.
What does that even mean?
Maybe if I look. Yeah. What does it mean? Hey. Talking about religion. Okay. I know you don't have cable, but have you. I didn't mean it like that.
Uh-huh.
But have you seen The Bible? It's a brand new TV show, miniseries.
No.
Okay. I want you to take a pause here and I want you to maybe YouTube. This show because this
I don't care
show is
it's probably
no,
bullshit
no, no,
anyway.
No. You're gonna like this.
Oh yeah?
Because these stories are basically depicted as if Zack Snyder was in 300 mode and retelling Bible stories.
Who's Zack Snyder?
The guy that made 300. The guy that directed 300.
Oh, okay.
This like I watched the one that Moses, thou shalt not pass. And this computer generated fucking waters of walls just whoosh, you know, like uh-huh. Egyptians are like, get him, and like it's fucking hardcore, and it looks like if it wasn't for all the religion aspect, this would look like a cool fucking story. And like
uh-huh.
I got it DVR'd right now and I want to watch it when I get home. It just looks so fucking hyper stylized that I want someone to check it out and to actually put their thought of it into it. Uh-huh. Because I guess it's gonna be a series of like all the main stories. And I was watching another one, I'm like, wow, that looks cool. You know? Right now the one is the Moses, and like he's finding the I don't know what it is. It's the tree that's on fire. I guess it's God showing him the image.
Burning bush.
Burning bush. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this fucking, it's like this tree that's on fire and it's all fucking slow-mo. And he's like, Moses, I feel you. Thy will be done.
Now go fuck shit up.
Yeah. Like, wow, wow. Like, dude, it's fucking crazy.
Can you imagine,
man,
if Tarantino did the Bible story?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, though, man.
The cool music.
I've got a DVR. It's like the first part's a 3 hours show. And from what I saw, I was watching some of it, and I got so compelled that I was like, stop. I got to find when the next showing is.
I'm sure it's entertaining, but don't you think it's all nonsense?
Like I said, I'm not watching it for the Bible. Yeah, I'm not watching it for the what I take away from it.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching it to see, maybe, you know what? Maybe this is how they're going to bring more people into the Christian light. You know, I kind of feel that this is maybe
Christians are the worst, dude.
I feel that this is a ploy to bring the young audience. You know, like the last time they did it, you know, they had fucking Charlton Heston. It was really old and
you
really
truly
like
are the king of kings.
Exactly. Maybe those stories have like kind of like, you know, they're like, no, like teenagers. No, man, it's not cool anymore. We're on your fucking, you know, VFX now. You know, we need green screen, you know? So I think that's what this is now.
Ugh.
You got to watch it.
Ah, it's all bullshit, dude. I don't like it.
Well, of course, but I mean, it's going
to
be pretty cool.
No, it's probably cool to watch, but yeah.
I just fucking saw this like sea of like fucking split.
The whole thing turns me off. All those Christian maniacs and the Catholics.
But I'm not watching
and
it.
And the
like
buffet
I said,
Catholics like
I'm
you.
I call myself.
I will pick and choose what I want.
A horrible Catholic.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's
okay.
Thanks for the clarity.
Shitty Catholic.
Let me ask you a question. Are you one of those retards that got the ash on their head?
No, I didn't go that day.
Did you want to?
I don't know the story of it. I want to know the stories. The thing is,
don't you feel like sad for people walking around in the stores with black on their forehead?
No, because
isn't it kind of dumb?
No,
it's not dumb.
I don't think so.
You get this
but the thing is like you don't get it, Dick. Is of course I mean that with all the love.
Yes, with all Jesus's love and respect.
I think you know what? I think people should, you know, that's what's great about life. You can believe whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Maybe somebody's, you know, thinking about the same thing about you that you don't have ashes on your forehead.
No, I don't doubt
this
it.
Asshole.
I doubt it. No one's looking at me with nothing. No one's looking at me with nothing on my forehead going, what a
but
dickhead.
Maybe you're the dickhead that's just like staring all awkwardly. Like you don't see anybody else staring at him anymore.
I'm not staring awkwardly. I'm just like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. You know, that's the mindset. You know, like you put yourself into this like, oh no, here we go.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's that time again.
Yeah.
You know, like I've heard you guys, you know, like, look at this guy. Fake Catholics, Lent. Pff, I can't believe these guys giving up. I'm just doing it because, you know what? Like I said, it's the excuse. I'm trying to live a little healthier anyways. So I'm using this as an excuse springboard.
But you don't need that. You can just do it on your own.
It's hard to do it on my own. So that's why I'm
kind of
using
this.
So what,
you think this guy in the clouds is going to see that you're doing this? You're like, oh, Lito, good job.
I'm not doing
it for him. You gave it up for 40 days.
I'm not doing it for him, though. I'm not doing it for him.
Who
you know what?
For?
This is for
yourself.
For myself. Yeah, this is my own.
How about this?
I mean, wait a minute.
I am Lord Danger. No, you do it for me. Hey, instead of 40 days, it's 365 days, my friend.
Let me go ahead. I'm going to go get a piece of meat right now. I'm doing this because the calendar is already working anyways. And you know what? There's a lot of other people that believe in this stuff, you know, so I'm going to feed off of their, you know, good vibes and good energy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, do it as a teamwork type of thing, dude. It's really hard, especially in my house. You know, we got the whole family kind of doing the same thing, you know, eating better and no meat and everything like that. But when I get home, I like my mother-in-law, she's fucking cooking up like this bomb, like bean and meat burritos and mm-hmm. everything like that. She's like, no quieres. And I'm like, fuck. I can't do it. And they're like, carry on,
wait,
brother.
Aren't they hardcore Catholics too?
Yeah, she doesn't. She's not giving up meat.
I thought you just said she's making fucking beef burritos.
Well, yeah, she didn't give up meat. You know, when
didn't give up meat.
No, she didn't give up meat. Hell no. My mother-in-law doesn't give. She's hardcore Catholic. She doesn't. She's not giving anything up.
I thought you had to for Lent.
Like I said, it's everybody does their own thing. I mean, if you really were Catholic or Christian, I mean, I'm not the one person to talk to, but I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure you would have to go to church every Sunday. And I think maybe our authority figure that we should go to and maybe ask if we really want to get into this would be Fernie. Nah. But I mean, would you really think that Fernie goes to church every Sunday? Every Sunday?
I believe he does.
Okay.
Maybe he works.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, dude, the church I went to last was not my choice, but I went for some other reason. And they put the fucking collection out three times in that one sermon. Three times they asked for money. And they showed a video.
Yeah.
They showed a fucking video also on how to give money to the church. Fuck that shit, dude. The whole thing is nonsense.
A video.
All of it. It's all nonsense. It's all smoke and mirrors and fear and give us money. You're falling for it, dude. Just give up meat because you know it's wrong for you. That's all. And be done with it. I don't eat red meat at all. I don't drink soda at all because I know it's poison that they're feeding you to make fucking money, and it's cheap.
Hey, would you feel better if I said I gave it up for you then?
Yes, I would.
Well, fuck you. I'm not.
Whatever. This is going a whole other direction than I wanted to go. In other words, you're wrong and I'm right. That's all I want
to take from this. Or we can a gay to disagay, or is that the word, the new word you're dubbing? All I'm saying is, meh.
All right, what's up with the Pope, dude?
I don't know.
Why'd he quit?
Didn't he quit because everyone found out he was a fucking Hitler Youth?
Was he?
I heard that from somebody that he used to be a Hitler Youth. I heard that from somebody.
Because of his health problems is like a fucking facade?
I heard he was also being called into question because he knew about some priests that were fondling
fucking kids in the ass.
Yes.
Oh, why is it always coming to the priest fucking kids in the ass? Why?
That's always weird. Why?
I know why.
That's
I'll tell
weird.
You. Look, you want any answer to any question? Come to me.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that guy.
Hyper stylized.
Here we go. No, I know the answer to this one, though. Because you take a guy. Let's say you or me.
Because it feels good. I know from.
Yeah, that's a little part of it. Yeah. Let's say it's you or me, right? This is who we're brought up. Like,
let's say it's you.
Okay, let's say it's you. Lito. Little Lito. And this is why religion's fucked. Here we go, Lito. You have to live your life not touching a woman. And you have to wear this suit with a white thing around your neck. And you got to do this and this and that. Oh, but you can't do any drugs. You can't drink. Can they drink? They're drinkers,
right? They drink every Sunday. You know,
the blood of Christ. Oh, boy. Isn't that like grape juice?
It's wine.
Is it real wine?
It's wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's like you can't touch a woman. Can't get married. Da 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 da. So these guys are around, fuck, and the nuns are all, right? They can't do shit either, right? They're celibate. So the guys are around fucking boys all the time, altar boys and all that shit. After a while, it's like prison. Hey, I gotta fuck something. And the boys are right there. They're going for it. Johnny.
Have you ever thought maybe these kids have to know a little about what's up? Do you ever
it's
think
that's... It's fear, dude. What religion does best.
Do you ever think these priests are telling these kids, you know what, you better not tell. God's going to get mad.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And that's fucked up, huh?
It's all fear, bro. That's it.
It's
all religion.
But the thing
is, how they control you.
You know what's hard about that is there's always going to be
dicks.
Those bad apples. Yeah. there's going to be a few rotten apples that are going to ruin it for every, you know, the whole bunch, as they say.
Yeah.
And to gauge a type of people, you know, like, oh, you know, you can't think that all black people are bad just because of
that's
those
not
people,
true.
You know,
no.
See, you know, you can't think all the people in Kentucky are gay. Even
how many times have the priests been
Rainbow
fucking
Sunday.
Boys? How many times have boys been fucked by
it's
priests?
It's weird, huh?
It's a lot, dude.
It seems like, you know what? That's the stigma with the priests now. They're always fucking boys.
It's not normal to not fuck. That's
you know what's
saying.
Weird is.
Yeah, my kids are home. Speaking of that.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's not normal not to fuck. That's it. That's what you can take away from this, okay?
It is weird.
Look,
it is weird.
Religion, go fuck yourself in that aspect. You can't have a human being.
It's got to be hard, man. Think about it. Like
literally.
When you're a fucking man
yes.
and you never had any.
You can't.
It's fucking hard for men, period, because Why do we wake up with fucking boners?
Because it's in our fucking nature to have sex.
And imagine, like, if you can't take care of your shit, you're just like, you got all this fucking, like, just all this fucking pent up sexual fucking fury. And, like, you take it out on a boy. That's weird. Like,
can you blame him?
That's just weird, though.
You can blame him, but can you really blame them, though?
You know what's fucked up? Well,
okay, let me ask you this real quick.
But
let me say this.
Wait, the kids are stupid, too. Dude, because you you got to know what's wrong. You got to know.
The kids are into it? Like, oh, I just not tell anyone about this.
No, but I think they're stupid because they like, oh, no, like, I'm not going to, you know, like, we hear these stories like, yeah, when I was 13, now I'm 43. You know, they're retelling their accounts, and it's kind of like,
dude, it's psychological fucking damage on people.
Oh, well, yeah.
If it stems that young, you know, it's just going to get worse. If you're a young kid, you're so influenced, especially the priest, you think they're fucking God themselves. Oh, my God. You know, literally. Oh, I got to hear whatever they got to say. Whatever they say is right. And, you know, them parents are like, listen to the priest. You better fucking listen. You know, and then the priest is, you know, they have their trust, you know, that their soul in a sense. And, hey, you know what? Come here after school one day. I'm going to fuck you. I don't say that, but it's like, hey, come here, Johnny. Dude, it's the worst. It's the worst raping of, and not literally, raping of beliefs. You know what I mean? It's taking the most pure fucking belief and turning it against the it's evil, dude. It's pure fucking evil.
I'm so glad that
you're not Catholic. I'm
so glad I didn't become an altar boy. I always looked at these altar boys and I always thought, man, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they look so cool, like what they wore. I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Mom, how do I become an altar boy? Oh, well, when you go to catechism and, you know, church school and everything like that. And like, you know, I wanted to do that. I think it was just more the attention, like, you know, Sunday at church and everyone's just looking at you and you got this cool fucking, you know, robe on.
You wanted to be a celebrity back then too.
Yeah, exactly. I think all my life I've been fiending to be a celebrity and now I am.
And now you are.
But
and you didn't have to be fucking the ass. Well, at least not on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, by the way.
All right, that's enough of the popes, huh? All right, popes, stop fucking kids and
enough with the popes fucking in the poops.
Yeah. They should call them the poops from now on.
Alrighty.
All right, let's go to
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, Lido, do you have a movie quote for us?
It's getting harder, man, trying to find something quote-worthy. So
that's true. I kind of just gave up, though.
Uh-huh.
I kind of gave up. I'm not trying so hard. Maybe I'm even going to repeat some.
Repeat some movies, different lines?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think I'm doing that this time. All right, ready? It's funny because just the other day, me and my boy, we was wondering, why didn't you call them roofies? You know what I'm talking about? No, don't know what you're talking about. Why not floories, right? Because when you take them, you're more likely to end up on the floor than the roof. I mean, what about groundies? That's a good name for them, too. Or how about rapies?
Oh, shit. I think I know this one. Super bad?
No.
Oh.
No.
It reminds me of something. Ah, no, that was real life. Never mind. That was Nature Boy. Do you remember that story? When he was naked at a party? Oh, shit, then. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you give me a hint?
It's, no, I don't want to give you a hint.
All right.
I got another line for you, though.
Okay.
This is probably going to be the giveaway.
I hope so.
You gonna fuck on me? Nobody's gonna fuck on you. I'm on your side. I hate Godzilla. I hate him too. I hate him. He destroys cities. Please, this isn't your fault. I'll get you some pants.
Hangover.
Yes, ma'am.
You gonna fuck on me? I got you. All right, here we go. No, I don't like you. I think you're a fake cop. The sound of your piss hitting the urinal, it sounds feminine. If you were in the wild, I would attack you. Even if you weren't in my food chain, I would go out of my way to attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you, and then I'd bang your tuna girlfriend.
Fuck. The lion part. God damn it. Bring out a second line. If you have one.
I don't have one. Uh-oh. I know one off the top of my head, though.
All right.
Gotta give it away. I'm a peacock, bro. You gotta let me fly.
I don't even know where that's from.
No, you don't know what that's from?
God.
Oh, shit. That's a giveaway.
You know, this is always what happens. You know, we know the movie. We hear the line. But as soon as that line is spit, it should automatically zap. You know, you see the scene and everything like that. It's not coming out for me.
You haven't seen the movie then? Is that what you're saying?
I probably have. Well, let's see. What is it?
Oh, fuck. What's it called?
Uh-oh.
The good guys or the...
Oh, the other guys?
The other guys.
Oh, okay. No, I saw it. I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, look at you. You failed. Wah.
I didn't.
The other guys.
I watched that movie. I thought it'd be better.
Me too. Me too.
It was like me.
Yeah.
My favorite.
There were some funny ass parts, but
my
overall,
favorite part was when Michael Keaton's yelling at him, "What are you guys doing? Why are you guys fighting here in your town?" You know, like he's like supposed to be screaming at him at the funeral, but they're really like just being quiet.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's Buddy started. I don't care who started it. Just chill down.
Michael Keaton. Who saw that coming?
Did you know Michael Keaton's in Toy Story 3? Well, he does a voice for Ken.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know that.
I did know that. But yeah, I didn't know it at first.
I saw the
credits afterwards. Like, holy shit, that was him?
He also does a voice in Cars.
Cars?
He's the Dino Co car.
Oh, shit, I don't know
the
that.
The blue one, the main racer car.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I saw.
Michael Keaton, I heard him on that What the Fuck podcast.
I haven't. I don't listen to you other podcasts besides ours.
Yeah, he's... Good answer. He's a pretty interesting guy, man. He's got some good stories. Yeah, you know what? He was raised Irish Catholic. I think he's Irish, right?
Looks like it.
I don't know. Fucking, I don't know. But anyways, I thought the shit was interesting, man. He said that he would, you know, he go to confession,
yeah,
and all that stuff, or you pay for forgiveness. So the dude would go to confession and pray for shit that he thought he might do in the future. So he'd like have, and if he didn't do it, he'd have like a backup prayer. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So I was like, that's fucking cool. He'd be like, Father, I'm probably going to go out and like, you know, have unprotected sex with this girl. Yeah,
I'm probably going to try to stick in her butt.
Yeah. Thought that was awesome. Anyway.
He got hired to do this Birdman movie. Have you heard about that?
No.
It's this movie that's supposed to be, it's like a retelling of him. Just think, you know, he's still Batman, but they're retelling of like, you know, he was known for this iconic character. So like what happened to him now? So instead of Batman, it's Birdman. So I don't know. Just it seems
like a mockumentary.
Exactly. Oh, it seems like that's what they're going for. You know, like Batman came out and then, you know, lost its soul with Jim Carrey and Arnold and everybody. And then Christian Bale came back and, hey, remember Michael Keaton? Who?
Birdman.
You mean the guy from Multiplicity?
All right, now it's time for the segment I'm calling Stranger Danger. People are strange when you're a stranger. All right, Lito, this is basically, essentially, a list of weird shit. And let's go ahead and start with you. You said you had a weird story, right?
It's not weird. I just thought it was really funny.
Okay, fine.
Really kind of... Last episode, we did... how many? I don't know. I think it was like 3 or 4 Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Callbacks.
References.
Yes.
Yeah.
References. I thought it was really funny.
Mostly Edgar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was really funny that Edgar pulled his dick back because of Einhorn. Right?
Yeah.
And in the same episode, you forgot Forrest's name and you called him Finkel. You know, Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn and Finkel. I just thought it was really funny. And then, like, I was just like, wow, this is. And I was like, okay, well,
Finkel.
You got Edgar,
uh-huh.
Einhorn,
both E's, and then you got Finkel and Forrest, both F's. I just started going on this tangent. I'm like, holy crap, yeah. This is weird. You know, yeah. Like I just, it wasn't the most stupid coincidence.
That is, it qualifies as weird, I guess.
It qualified because I was, like I said, I was fucking listening to the show, and I was like, holy crap, he called him Finkel.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He just tucked his dick back because of Einhorn. Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn and Finkel.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the whole fucking thing about it being a whole Ace Ventura reference. And uh-huh. What movie was that referencing? Ace Ventura.
Reference number of 18 in that fucking show.
Oh, man. I so wish I could have brought it up that night. It just hit me like a fucking, like a ton of bricks in the face. Yeah, oh, dude, no, like another one.
I totally forgot the guy's name.
Oh yeah, that was pretty funny.
It's not a very common name. That's all I'm saying. Forrest.
I just thought it was funny. Oh,
do you know anyone named Forrest?
Not besides Gump.
Right.
I just thought it was funny. You're all okay. So your turn, Finkel. I mean,
what's your name?
I was like, Finkel. Where'd you get Finkel from?
Speaking of names, do you know what Holly Madison is?
Yeah, she's that one whore that used to be with Hef.
That's right.
Yeah.
You like her?
I like the other one more. The not the sporty one, the old one.
I don't know, dude. I don't know their names.
There was three of them.
This chick has a show in Vegas, right? Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
from what
she
I
just
hear.
Had a baby. You know about that?
She did?
Yeah. Man. I don't know that either. Do you know what she named the baby?
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
It's going to be apples.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon apples.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it's along the same fucking lines as Apple.
Oreo cookie shake.
Sorry, was it? Apple Paltrow, is that the name?
Yeah.
Wait, she named the kid after her?
Apple Paltrow, did
Chris
she?
Martin is the husband, right? The father.
Yeah, but he's British.
She named
so
it
that
Apple
really
Paltrow?
You know,
is that true?
You don't want to be named after some British fag.
That's
you know?
True.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be British. Or
what are the
Canadian.
Other ones? What's the other fucking weirdo kid names?
Fucking Siri.
Oh, yeah, Siri.
Or what about George Foreman's kids? They're all named George.
Girls George.
That'd be fucked up, man.
Anyway, so she named her kid, oh boy, Rainbow Aurora.
God, please.
Rainbow.
Uh oh.
Fuck is that?
Phone's ringing. That's my brother-in-law.
You're busy.
No.
So I read this thing. It's like, yeah, when I was a kid, I knew this girl named Rainbow, and I thought that was so pretty. I was so envious of her name. So I wanted to name my daughter Rainbow because it's so bright and sunny. It's like, go fuck yourself, dude.
She's just dating herself right there.
Oh, man.
She's an old broad because she remembers kids being hippies. Fucking Moonbean. Rainbow, god damn it, dude. Like, why don't you think of the children? Like, you really want your... yes, Rainbow. You know, like, you know they're going to fucking laugh at this kid.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Can't. And you can't make it short, Rain. You know,
not like, if she goes to like a fancy fucking preppy ass school. All the kids will have the same shitty names. Rainbow, yeah. Bridge, and
Apple.
McDonald's drive-thru. Come up.
Oh, nah, man, not that. It's just ridiculous.
I don't know.
Anyway, why did they do that? Why? I know we talked about this.
They want to be different.
They want to be unique.
You don't know. Whatever. All right, next up.
I'm going to name my kid something. So my brother-in-law has this theory. Well, he doesn't have this theory. He wants to, like, before he had his two kids, he's like, they're fucking hardcore. Like, I'm not going to say chunty, but he wanted to name his kid something hardcore, old school Mexican, dude.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to name his kid like Dionisio, like,
oh shit,
you know, Panfla, you know, like something crazy.
I know,
dude.
Someone that went hardcore of Mexican with their kid.
Oh yeah.
They named her Yahaira.
Oh, see, that's like that Indian, you know, shit. Like, I know this, the cousin, Babadook's cousin, she wanted to name her kid something like Huitzilopochtli or something like that. You
oh,
know, with,
shit.
With a couple of Z's and P's after each other. You know? I was like, I want to name my kid after Babadook's grandfather. His name was just Sebas. I just thought that was fucking... Like,
that sounds epic, dude.
That just fucking don't fuck with Sabas. You
and
know,
you got it when you. What's your name? You got to look off into the sunset, huh? Squint your eyes.
Sabas. My name is Sebas. It was, I think. I don't know if it's short for Sebastian.
Oh yeah,
but
Sebastian.
I would just Sabas. I just want to say like, Sabas
or Badas.
Yeah. Who was that? That just left into the dusk of night. It was. Sabas. She's like, no, I don't want to name him that. She hates. She didn't like her grandpa.
How about Leto Jr.? Leto Jr.
Her grandpa was old school, so old school that when her dad would make them, like, there was this funny story. Like, he's so old school that after Babadook made the bed, her brother Robert started jumping on it. And he's like, hey, you go make the bed. And the grandpa started, ha, a man make a bed.
That was his punishment.
Oh, that was so funny. I want, like, to imagine living in the good old times, dude. Just like, huh.
That wasn't the good old times.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you mean for men?
Hanging people when you wanted to.
That's true. Yeah, that was
trying
cool.
to commit genocide. That's a good time.
Having the women go out and milk the cows for you. I want milk. Go milk. Anyway, next up. Speaking of women, speaking of dumb whores. A woman.
I thought we were just
tried out for the NFL as a kicker.
God, I saw that video.
Oh, I didn't see the video. How was it?
God, they show the close angle and like she's like, you know, she kicks it about 10 yards.
Uh oh,
10 yards of the. So I think they got her at the 40 of the other side. So it's a 60-yard fucking punt, and she kicks it maybe 10-12 yards, and it's like a,
you know.
I guess she does it again. When she kicks it, she comes off like limping, and she's like, "Oh, my leg! Something happened to it. I need to try again."
That's why it was so horrible.
So she kicks it again, and I think it goes like 8. Oh man, it was so.
I didn't know about the outcome, but my question to you was: what if there were women in the NFL? What if she would have made it? Like, oh shit, you're awesome. We're gonna sign you. Wouldn't it be all fucking downhill from there?
What? I don't get that. Like, why not join a woman's football league or something like that?
Because, it's not like, good enough. First of all, there's no football league for women.
There's the lingerie football league. Hello. Okay.
But seriously, what if women started joining football? Wouldn't it be fucking downhill?
But what's going to happen? I mean, women's rights. We can do everything men can do.
Yeah, yeah.
This chick was about, I say chick, you know, loosely. Offensively.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She had to be about 5 foot nothing. You know, 100-something pounds.
What is she, Rudy?
Yeah, she was Rudy.
5 foot nothing. Yeah. 100 and nothing.
She was Rudy. Mm-hmm. What happens when you got these big offensive line or defensive linemen coming at you, and you know it's just this big black wall, and he fucking smashes
black
you.
Wall.
Well, that's usually what it is. A big wall of Vikings and fucking jungle bunnies. You know, and I made the white people sound so epic and cool. Yeah. The Vikings and gorillas.
Jungle bunnies.
Yeah. And like, what happens if she did make team? Like, I almost want her to make the team, and then I almost want her to get like fucking smashed on. So that way, the rest of the women fucking population know. Okay, maybe that's not. That isn't for us. You know,
that's true.
But yeah, the video. If you watch the video, it was like up on anywhere. Like ESPN had it all over the place, and you know, there's women. Oh my god, you know, I'm so proud that you know she tried, and you know that's a woman. She tried her best, and. You know, maybe not this time, but maybe with some more training, she can. Yeah. You know, and they're like, other women are like, wow, she looked fucking stupid. She set us back. You know?
Yeah.
You got to watch the video. I thought you would have watched the video.
I didn't know there was a video. I just heard about it.
It's been all over the fucking place, dude.
I got to watch it.
It's really,
you know,
bad.
What? I actually heard that she did horribly, and I heard that it was like a publicity stunt to get her business off the ground.
It could have been. Why not?
Yeah.
Fucking smart. You know, I'm gonna go buy her product.
I heard she made video games for people to play sports better or some shit. I don't know, dude.
I guess she didn't play them, huh?
That's weird. Anyway, next one. Oh, here we go. Leto, listen to this, man. A man is imprisoned in solitary confinement in Mexico for 22 months without being tried or convicted of any crimes.
I didn't read about this, but
wait, did I say Mexico?
Yeah, you did.
I meant New Mexico.
Yeah. I saw the headliner on Yahoo. Was this the same one that he was also in solitary confinement for most of the time?
That's what I said. You didn't hear me say that?
No, I'm sorry.
Dumbass.
The Dos Equis got in the way.
I said a man was imprisoned in solitary confinement for 22 months.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Anyway, New Mexico, man. Here, in this fucking country.
In
this
USA.
Country. That's right. Let me tell you something about this guy. He was neglected completely while he was fucking in there. And he had to pull out his own tooth because he wouldn't fucking get any dental, you know, any dent. What is it called?
Punished.
What is it called? Dental care? I don't know. My tooth hurts. Gaita coron, right? I don't know. Do they speak like in Spanish in New Mexico?
In New Mexico, I'm pretty sure not all the people.
In New Mexico. Anyway, he was neglected. Let's see. His toenails grew so long they curved around back into his feet. Like, why wouldn't you, if you were there by yourself for 22 months, just rip your own toenails off? Like, just bite them off or pull them off with your fucking nails?
I do sometimes.
Yeah,
I
mean, why not, right? Yeah, what a dummy.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's see what else.
That's fucking gross.
He was denied showers, and it caused fungus to grow on his skin, and he developed bed sores.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. And he lost 50 pounds. And they showed the before and after pictures of this dude. And you see that guy? Had a full fucking long-ass beard like a homeless.
He looked like Osama.
Yeah. And he now has post-traumatic stress syndrome or disorder.
Well, fuck yeah.
And he's
going to
be
22 months.
Medicated for life because of this whole thing.
Did he get a huge
but guess
settlement?
What? Yeah. How much?
I don't know. I didn't read that.
$15.5 million. Is it worth it, though, Lito? You're a fucking lunatic.
If he wasn't, if he wasn't fucked for life,
yeah,
traumatic, you know, stress syndrome and everything like that.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
If he could function, okay, then yes.
Uh-huh.
But if this dude's gonna be on meds and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, then it's not worth it.
Can you imagine getting arrested for something? Let's just say you're
being
too
loud.
Did it say
what he was arrested for?
I believe it was they thought that he
jaywalking.
Stole a car, but he's like, no, it was my friend's car, right? I don't know.
Why
never got tried?
Did he just forgot about him or what? Like, they added a new wing and they forgot to take him at the end of the hall.
I don't know. Yeah, they stopped investigating that area of the prison. Like,
wait a minute. But why wouldn't they just? I mean, if the police find out about this dude, why wouldn't they just kill him?
Kill
no,
them.
Think about it. Why not? I mean,
he died while he was in jail.
Yeah, because they know they're gonna have all this backlash against him.
That's
why
a good
wouldn't
point.
They just kill him?
Because they were dumb.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, Dick, what if this was you, man? What if you get popped for something stupid? Like, let's say you're being too loud in fucking Mexico or whatever, right? You're there drinking with your buddies and
it's
like, he's too loud.
I'm using
it as a fucking.
All right.
It's more believable. So you're being too loud in fucking Mexico. They throw you away in jail and you don't get to fucking leave. They don't ever talk to you. It's like, you stay in there, fucker. For some reason, they don't like you. Ah, you're a celebrity, huh? On some fancy podcast. Go fuck yourself.
You're in jail.
They have they'll probably happen. So, dude, imagine being in there and no one's coming to you. You can't shower. They're probably throwing like a piece of fucking bread in your goddamn cell every day. God damn. Imagine what this dickhead went through.
Yeah. Honestly, that's why like the couple times I've gone to Mexico, that's why I don't fuck around over there, man.
Dude, I don't want to go back there no more.
Like, you know, I remember your fucking stories doing cocaine over there.
I didn't do any cocaine.
I thought you did cocaine.
No, I didn't do any cocaine.
I thought you did accidental cocaine.
Oh, that's what you're going to go with in this one? I got cocaine. Yeah, I guess I did do cocaine. My buddy fucking rubbed it in my mouth when I was asleep. Does that count? Did I do cocaine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Inadvertently?
He put it on his penis and put it in your mouth? Started rubbing your teeth with it? Yeah, that's crazy.
God bless Eddie Gears.
Oh, it was Eddie Gears that did it?
Oh, yeah, he did it.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Eddie Gears,
dude, that's
that.
Scary as fuck, dude. And well,
going to prison, period. I mean, it's going to be scary.
Yeah, but imagine getting locked away and, you know, no one, and they fucking throw the key away. It's like, fuck you, dude.
That's what they literally did, huh?
Yeah.
Whoops, we forgot to let him out, you know?
Dude.
He just fucking
I can't
rotted.
Imagine that shit.
Rotted away.
Oh, by the way, I'm drinking a Beck's Sapphire as I'm here in America being free.
Doing what I want in America.
What I want, whenever I please.
Yes.
Anyway, next up, here we go. Oh, speaking of Forrest, this guy happens to be named Forrest. You won't believe this?
Coinkadink?
No. Okay, so a multimillionaire named Forrest Fenn, 82 years old of New Mexico. New Mexico again. Look at that shit in the news.
Okay.
All right. Has come up with a novel way to get Americans outside and enjoying the natural splendor of the mountains north of Santa Fe. He has buried a real bronze treasure chest brimming with gold, diamonds, and emeralds and has provided clues as to its whereabouts in a cryptic poem. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. Diagnosed with cancer, he knew he couldn't take his millions with him, and he hoped the bounty would inspire folks to get their kids away from their little handheld machines. Okay? I like it so far. Good fucking idea.
Wait a minute. First thing I would do to find this treasure, I'd probably use my phone for GPS. Continue.
So, Fenn buried the chest 3 years ago, but as far as he's aware, no one has found it yet. He's now cancer-free, but rather wonderfully has not... Renegated? Reneged? I don't know. I'm dumb. I don't know that word. On this deal. So it's still up for grabs.
Oh, you mean reneged?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Reneged. What, like niggas take it back? Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, so this is awesome, dude. The guy's an old fucking guy. Yeah, you know, I'm going to bury up treasure and get these fucking fat asses off their couch to go out and look for this shit. Dude, it'd be funny if he never buried anything, right?
It was just like fake gold.
Yeah, no. He didn't do anything. He's like, I buried it somewhere. Yeah. Go look for it. And it's like, dummies. So I'll read you the poem he wrote. You want to read it? You want to hear it, Lito?
I'll probably.
Okay.
I'll probably solve it.
Yeah. Knowing your great mind.
Yes.
Here's the guy's poem on how to find his buried treasure. As I have gone alone in there, and with my treasure bold, I can keep my secret where, and him of riches new and old. Begin it where warm waters halt, and take it in the canyon down. Not far, but too far to walk. Put in below the home of brown. Sounds like a butthole, right?
Yeah.
From there, it's no place for the meek. The end is drawing even high. What? Sorry. Nigh? Nigh? There'll be no paddle up your creek, just heavy loads and water high. Heavy loads, more gay shit.
Sounds like a waterfall.
Sounds gay to me. If you've been wise and found the blaze, look quickly down, your quest to cease. But tarry scant with marvel gaze, just take the chest and go in peace. So why is it that I must go and leave my trove for all to seek? The answers I already know. I've done in it tired, and now I'm weak. So hear me all and listen good. Your effort will be worth the cold. If you are brave and in the wood, I give you the title of the gold. What a fancy motherfucker this guy is. So.
It's a waterfall, dude.
Let's see.
Go down the stream where it stops.
It begins with a warm water's halt. Okay.
Yeah.
Warm water's stop. So that would be a fucking still water, right? It's like a lake?
Like a fucking, the bottom of a fucking waterfall. A pool.
No, it says where the water's, warm water's halt. Warm water, it's a lake, right? It's not rushing, it's not cold.
Well, yeah.
Okay, here we go, next. Take it to the canyon down. So you go to the lake and there's, you know, maybe there's nearby like a lake, there's like a canyon going down.
Yeah. Maybe the water's
not far, maybe too the water's far to falling. Walk. Too far to walk.
Like I said, a fucking waterfall. You can't fucking walk anymore because it's too far. He's not saying which direction, but if you watch, go a little bit further.
There's the next one is put in below the home of brown.
The home of brown. I'm pretty sure he means dirt.
Maybe that's it's like a town named Brownsville or something.
maybe this creek that where it stops and it keeps on going is near town. But I think the home of brown, I still think that's maybe there's a shack out there. Maybe it's like a shack that he bought, you know?
Yeah, from there, it's no place for the meek. It means no pussies allowed.
Yeah.
The end is drawing ever nigh. There'll be no paddle up your creek. No paddle. That means you got to take a. No paddle up your creek. Just heavy loads and water high.
I'm assuming that's going to be like really fucking crazy water.
But it says no paddle. Oh, you got to take a fucking stronger boat or what?
Maybe.
I don't know, dude. Too smart for me.
I'll give up.
If you've been wise and found the blaze.
But you got to think.
The blaze.
Okay, the blaze.
Fire. Oh, Phoenix.
Mm.
Phoenix, Arizona. You got to go from New Mexico, travel towards Phoenix. I'm calling it now.
It's actually really good.
Look quickly down your quest to cease.
But stop.
Tari scant with Marvel gate. Marvel? Stan Lee? Where does he live? No, I'm just fucking gays. How many gays are in? No, I'm just kidding. Just take the chest and go in peace.
We can use that app with all the
boy, you know, dude. Let's go do this, man. Are you down?
That sounds.
Let's take 8 weeks off of work and let's go.
But I mean, if he's got a fucking treasure trove of all this stuff, I mean, gold's pretty heavy.
He's old.
And who else would go with him?
He's 82 years old. At the time, 79 years old.
Maybe the guy that went with them to go bury this stuff, because he wouldn't have done it. He had to kill him. Maybe he just like, I'm going to go back when this guy dies. I'm going to take it for myself.
Maybe that's what he means by take the chest and go in peace. Like, wherever you find it is where the dude helped him carry it and he fucking killed him. Where you find the treasure, you're going to find a dead body. But hey, just take the shit and go in peace. Don't tell nobody about it.
You think he killed the guy at the end?
Oh, so fuck he yeah, go he back? Had to. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's not going to go back to find the gold now or renege the gold now, because he doesn't want to go back to the scene of murder.
That's true. And if you find the money, it's going to be the scene of a murder, so you can't say anything about it.
I mean, you're going
to marvel. That's why I'm saying go in peace.
Yeah, and you're going to marvel over it, right?
With Stan Lee. Dude, Stan Lee's going to be at Frankenstein's again soon. We got to go talk to him. He knows, dude. He's an old guy.
Dickhead, you told me about this fucking dress. What's it called? The cosplay con. You didn't want to go.
That's kind of gay, right?
No, it's not. Dress up? It's not gay.
All right. It's gay or nay cosplay.
I don't think gay. It's gay.
Anyway. All right. Next story. I said we take two months off.
I don't want nobody to see me driving in a costume on the way over there.
Let's take 2 months off of work, man, and fucking go to New Mexico and solve this shit. We can do it. I'm telling you.
I'm fucking down, man.
Dude, it's millions of dollars in fucking gold and shit and rubies and all that.
And doubloons.
One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine.
Maybe that's me. Yeah.
Because I found the treasure. Anyway, here we go. Next up, we got... Let's see. Oh, last one. Maybe the best one, I'm going to say.
Okay.
A 60-year-old man was on a plane. The plane was going from Minneapolis to Atlanta, right?
Was there snakes on it?
No snakes.
Samuel Jackson?
He was a 60-year-old white man sitting down in his fucking seat, and next to him happened to be a baby. Now, with the climb and elevation, I guess, or the, what do they call it here? Altitude change, that's what it was. The baby starts crying, okay? Baby starts freaking out, crying. You know what this guy did?
Hit him.
He slapped the baby across the face.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Open-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it gets better. 19-month-old baby, right? Baby's crying. And the guy stands up.
That's not a baby anymore.
Smacks the baby, right? 19-month-old?
That's a toddler.
It's a year and 7 months.
Yeah, it's not a baby.
They're probably not walking at that age.
I think I was
walking. Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are walking at that age. I was walking at 9 months. That's true.
I was walking like... I was a fucking brilliant kid, dude.
I was walking at 2.
I was making fucking music.
Oh, yeah?
With my farts.
Yeah, right. So the guy smacks the baby. Now, he's a 6-year-old white man. It happens that the baby's black. Now, he tells the mother of the baby, who happens to be white for some reason, right? The baby's like a mixed baby. He tells the mother, he yells at her, shut that nigger baby up.
Whoa.
Yes, dude. In front of all these people. Isn't this fucking
nigga baby?
The most awesome thing ever. In a bad way. So the guy, you know, can you imagine? Okay. Well, that's one of my pet peeves, dude. A baby crying. It fucking drives me nuts.
God.
It drives me nuts. I would love to smack a baby, but it's not gonna help anything. It's gonna make the baby cry more, right?
Or to just call it picture, a nigga
dude,
baby.
Picture seeing a white dude, an old white guy at that. Just go, smack, shut that nigger baby up. Can you imagine that shit? Now, to his credit, he was getting dangerous on the plane.
Yeah.
He had several double vodkas.
So he's getting...
And reeked of booze.
getting his drinky poo on.
The dude got arrested and could face a year in prison for assaulting a baby. But isn't this the greatest fucking story you ever heard?
Nigga, baby.
What a dickhead, right? Dickhead of the year. Slapping a baby.
Asshole thought or not.
And calling a black baby. Yeah.
What an asshole, man. That's. I mean, he did what a lot of people wanted to do, but. That's really fucked up, man.
That's awesome, dude. I thought it was funny as hell. Yeah. And a little strange. All right, Lito, that's that. Let's go on to the next thing. Fuck, marry, kill.
Hey, baby, I want to fuck.
I want to get married.
I want to kill.
Put those together and you have fuck, marry, kill.
Lito, are you ready to go?
All right. This time I'm going to go with the video game aspect of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
The
forearms.
Guy with the forearms. Yeah. It's
been a while since I heard that name.
Blanca from Street Fighter.
All right.
And John Madden.
That's good. I like it. Goro, Blanca,
Goro,
and John Madden.
A all-time Mortal Kombat champion. Half dragon, half human. Four
was he
arms.
Half dragon?
Yeah. He was the Shokan prince.
Okay.
You got Blanca. A child lost in the jungle. Transformed into a beast monster for some reason.
Okay.
And John Madden.
All right, this is easy.
Boom!
For me. Easy. Simple. I kill Goro. I never liked that motherfucker. He seems kind of dumb, ugly. The forearms are kind of creepy too, right? A little bit.
Or so fuck. Could be handy.
Ah, literally. No, he's out. I kill him. I'd fuck Blanca because he'd electrify me. You know what I'm saying? He light me up. And I would marry John Madden. It's simple.
Boom.
He would entertain me with his drawings. I would love to watch a football game with that dude. And we would, because he has so much money, he would have an electronic screen over the TV. And he'd be able to pause it and say, this is what I would have done. And would draw all over the fucking screen. I'm like, ah, that's pretty good, Johnny. And I'd like to learn from that dude. While having to be his wife at the same time.
There's a twist in that, though. You know that, right?
What
with John Madden, you always have to, you know how, you know, he's got this man crush on...
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Uh-huh.
So you're always going to have that in your life, you know?
That's okay.
You're going to have that question, are you as handsome as Brett Favre?
I'm not, but it doesn't matter because I'm your wife, not Brett Favre.
But
I'm with
maybe
you,
in the back
John.
Of the head, I mean, what happens if you're making love and he's like, oh, Brett, boom.
I'm okay, you know? With that.
Really?
He'll take care of me with those millions of dollars. And I can play his video games for free.
Okay.
Imagine that, dude. I'm Mrs. John Madden. I'd have so much fucking pull in the video game and the NFL world.
Oh, my God.
I'd be royalty.
He'd probably die soon, too, so you'd take all of his stuff.
That's true.
James,
you know,
Madden
that guy doesn't,
football.
You know that... James Madden. James Madden. 14.
Isn't there... What's the shoe store? Isn't that Madden?
Shoe store.
Steve Madden.
That's
also.
A woman, dude. Isn't it a woman?
Steve?
Oh, you're right.
Except Babadook goes, yeah, Steve Madden. No, she was. She's like, oh. She's like, I remember one birthday she got me a video game. And she's like, oh, I was going to get you that football game. And I'm like, what football game? She's like, you know that Steve Madden game? I'm like, I'm like, you mean John Madden? She's like, oh yeah, Steve Madden. He does the shoes. I'm like, yeah, they're brothers. Nuh-uh.
Brothers. Dude, Steve, I was so Madden. Married John Madden. He seems cool as fuck too.
What? I wonder.
And he had the eight-legged turkey every year. I'm in.
I wonder if he's always like that.
What?
He just seems like he's always on. You know, like,
boom. Oh, yeah, you know, like he just seems like he's always fucking up.
Oh, and he's a fucking Raiders guy. He'd be my dude. Look at this guy.
Look at that.
Yeah. You know that he will not fly? He always has that fucking tour bus. He takes the planes ever.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like Richie Valens?
It's like a phobia about it. No, Richie Valens actually took a plane, if you know.
Once.
Once and only once. What?
Hey, remember that time I took a plane? Oh.
Too soon. Hey, let me hear your impression of Richie Valens.
Ready?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, huh? It's pretty spot good. On.
Yeah, John Madden only has his fucking bus. He takes it around everywhere. Yeah.
I don't like to fly, but I love. What did he say? I don't like to fly, but I love to drive fast.
Who said that?
Wait, what does he say? Who? Richie Valens in the movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Anyways, my next movie quote.
In our lessons. Anyway. here's your fuck, Mary Kill. Oh, this is funny. Hopefully. You're still drinking that fucking beer? God damn. Here's your fuck, Mary Kill. A black guy, an Indian guy, and a Chinese guy.
Can I have an example of what these guys look like?
I'm talking as hardcore as you get with each one. A hardcore black guy from fucking, you know, the streets in LA. The ghettoest motherfucker you can imagine.
Okay.
Indian as in Middle Eastern Indian.
Oh, not Native American?
No.
God damn
the
it.
The dot, not the feather.
Okay.
And he's a full-on fucking super Hindu guy.
Like, more hardcore than
that. Oh, my God.
Are we talking about Americanized Indian?
No.
We're talking Slumdog Millionaire.
Even hardcore than that.
Oh, no.
And a hardcore Chinese guy.
Okay.
Hardcore Chinese guy. You got to eat all the fucking food he eats. You know?
Dog.
No shoes in the house. That kind of bullshit.
I kill the Asian people. I just something lately, dude. I fucking. I think that's precursing to later on.
Uh-huh.
Asian people have been getting on my goddamn fucking nerves lately, dude. So I'd fucking kill the Asian person.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably fuck the black guy. Because you don't want to marry him because he doesn't have good credit.
But the black guy's gonna be fucking you, dude, and hard, right?
Hard exactly. I mean, it's I mean, if you're gonna cheat, because I'm assuming this is all gonna be happening at the same time.
You want
time.
It to be rough, you're saying?
Yeah, if you're gonna be cheating, you're gonna want to cheat up, not down. You know, because the Indian person, like he's gonna know yoga. I'm thinking when
Kama
I'm thinking
Sutra, bro.
When I'm thinking, yeah, exactly. You don't want to stay that with that forever, and I'm thinking. Hardcore indie, I'm thinking like Dal Slim from Street Fighter.
Okay.
You know, like Yoga Flame, you know, yeah, he's like, he's a yoga flamer, you know?
Yeah, he'll get you right every time.
And then I'm thinking also when I'm thinking like hardcore indie, I'm thinking like Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, you know, fucking adventures, you know? And
no.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's what I'm thinking.
But they were the bad guys. Those were Arabs, dude. They had like the fucking
Kalima,
turbans on.
Wait, Kalima Shitide.
Indians wear turbans?
Yeah.
They do, huh?
Yeah.
That's right. They do wear turbans. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Remember they were in Bangkok Palace. No, you will go and you will save them.
Oh, wasn't little boy, wasn't he like an asshole, cunty fucking kid?
Short round, see?
Asian people. No. The Indian kid trying to like with the fucking voodoo though, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Indians were evil in that movie.
Exactly. The Maharaja.
Yeah. So you fuck the black guy, you marry the Indian, and you kill the Asian.
Yes.
All right. That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were going to kill the black guy. I'm going to tell you.
No. Like I said, Asian people. Why don't you go back to Asia? Assholes.
All right. Next up. I fancy that. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's. I fancy that.
Fancy.
All right, Lito. What say you about fanciness?
I fancy. Think about this. In a world with no more meat.
Oh, boy.
In a world where your only dishes can
have feathers and fly.
And scales.
Or swim and scales.
Uh-huh.
Think about it. The one meal you cannot have is bacon. So what are your options? What do you do?
Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon. I fancy that.
Oh, is that what it is?
Turkey bacon, dude. I saw this bullshittery,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, what the fuck is this? How dare you bring this bullshit to my table?
Yeah.
I had a few chomps. Turkey bacon, man. It's good. It tastes, it's got the same shape, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Turkey bacon's really good, man.
It's not the same, but it's not bad.
It's not the same, but it's a great. I'm not even going to say substitute. So I use this word substitute lightly, but turkey bacon does the job. I've been making it with turkey bacon and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does the job.
Yeah,
we had chicken burger with turkey bacon, so I had a bacon cheeseburger. It did the fucking job.
Uh huh.
And turkey bacon, man. I fancy that. I know there's going to be a lot of people, well, fuck that. Bacon can never be replaced, man. Bacon for life, man.
It's a good alternative, man.
It's a good alternative.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not judging you. I'm on board with that.
Thank you very much. Turkey bacon, I fancy you.
But there is no substitute for real shit, though.
No,
we all know that.
I miss
bacon. Let's not fool ourselves.
I miss you, bacon.
All right, so all right, here's what I fancy. I fancy I'll just tell you what happened to me. I'll tell you my fancy afterwards. So, work. I go to this person's house to do some work. I'm leaving the house, and there's a black woman next door on the telephone, the cellular telephone, to her ear, and she's going on, right? And I'm walking by. My back is to her. And she goes, oh, excuse me. I have a question for you. And so I turn around. And when I do, she goes, oh, my, my. You are one good looking man. And I start smiling, right? I go, yeah. And I'm just like, oh, you know, thank you. And this and that. She's like, I am serious. You are a very good looking man. And she's older, dude. She's like in her 50s, right? And she goes, I'll tell you what, I have a niece for you. She'd be perfect. You'd be a good one for her. And so I started.
Her name is Butterfly Ass.
So I start blushing, right? I go, oh. And she's like, and I don't say nothing, right? And so it's like kind of like a weird look, like long pause.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't tell me you're married. And I was like, yeah, I'm married. Oh, man, all child, all the good ones be taken.
Oh, child.
All the good ones be taken.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
I tell you what. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm married. And she's like, all the good ones be taken. I'm telling you that you are a good-looking man. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. And she's like, okay. And then I hear, and she's like, oh, you have a good day, sir. It's like, all right. And so I start walking away. She's on the phone still. She goes, yeah, yeah, I know, man. Oh, yeah, he good looking. Because the person on the phone heard the whole conversation. Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, he one of them Hispanics. Oh, man, that was so funny. Anyways, what I fancy is being hit on by older women.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah, it is, dude. I love it.
Because they're like, wow.
Yeah.
You remind me of someone. He's very handsome.
Dude, I used to work in this hospital. And I used to get hit. I mean, I'm not bragging, dude. I'm not fucking that guy. But I would get hit on all the time at that hospital. But you know what, dude? A lot of these women, the nurses have like husbands or doctor fucking husbands that are never around, working all the time. They get no attention, dude. And they would see like a young fucking guy like, hey, what's up? I'm not fucking with you, man. And you know what? Every time it feels good, dude. It feels great to have an old woman hit on you. It's awesome. So, getting hit on by old women. I fancy that. It's awesome, dude. How can you complain about it?
I know.
It's even cooler being hit on by young girls, but, you know. You're
preaching to the choir.
What can I say? All right. And now,
hallelujah.
It's time, speaking of blacks, for the darker side of life.
The Wesley Snipes last side of life.
It's time. For the fuck you moment. And here we go.
Fuck you!
Lido! Tell me what it's like to fuck something.
Whoa. That's totally thrown off right there. All right, so let me bring my rage back.
Mm-hmm.
My fuck you this week goes to Asian drivers.
Oh, boy.
Fuck you. You horrible.
Wasn't this your fuck you like 3 weeks ago?
I think it said bad drivers.
Asian bad drivers.
No. It was just bad drivers.
Oh, because... okay. In Asian cities.
Yeah. No, that wasn't. That was Edgar. That was the Gar.
No, you talked about someone beeping at you or what was
oh,
it?
Oh, no, that was that one chick. I think now this has evolved into the whole community.
All Asians completely.
Yes.
Okay.
Just today on the way to work,
mm-hmm.
I almost got T-boned by a car that was, you know, at the malls, you got the one ways, you know, you can enter, but you can't exit. So I almost got T-boned.
Just like your asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Enter only. The car was going in the opposite direction. So there was a car coming in. So he thought, hey, there's some opening spots. I'm a fucking... veer into the right, you know, lane I should be in. Uh-huh. And there I am. And he almost fucking T-bones into me. And I give him the, oh, what the fuck? You look, you know, so I fucking, you know, go on after that. And the fucking same fucking parking, this dude like almost fucking hits me because he couldn't wait his goddamn turn. And it was like, dude, really? Like, how am I going to almost get smashed in the same fucking, you know, mall?
10 minutes.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. So on top of that, I'm leaving, and this is just today, okay? This is an everyday thing. So I'm leaving, and this one fucking guy, just to back out of a spot, takes him at least 4 fucking, you know, park drive, or park reverse, reverse drive. I'm like, dude, it's just back up and leave.
Yeah.
Back up and leave. On top of that, you got a fucking line full of people.
Do you have the parking in that place? Is it straight in parking or is it angled?
It's angled.
Okay.
So
how hard is it to get out and fucking drive away?
I'm asking the same question because my car just happens to be next to this fucker's car.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking waiting because I don't even want to risk trying to get into my car at this time because I like having all my parts of my body. So as I'm leaving, I get into another lane that's, you know, going into the main fucking exits. And of course, there's another fucking van making his own parking spot. You know, mm-hmm. obviously he's waiting for somebody and he parks so fucking just fuck you to everyone else. He's almost in the middle of the fucking lane and I'm like fucking honking at him. And he's like, you know, telling me the go around fucking thing. And I'm like, I can't go around, dickhead. You're in the middle of the fucking lane. You know, and he gives me, I pass him and I fucking intentionally like look over him and I shake my head.
How do you pass him if you can't drive by?
Because when he goes forward all the way to the end of the lane where I can even exit. You know, I fucked his waiting spot up.
Yeah.
You know, I fucking creep forward and I look over and I'm like, dude, what the hell's your problem? And he gives me this like, oh, you asshole. Why you honk at me? Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I couldn't fucking believe it, man. Uh-huh. It was just, goddamn, like, I'm not racist, and I'm not trying to come off as me being racist, but what happened 4 times today, and they all were the same fucking people. It's kind of scary,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, fuck you, Asian drivers. Maybe you guys should, I don't know. We're not in a place where there's a billion people. And you need to drive aggressively, try to get around all these billions of people.
Uh-huh.
So just maybe slow it down a little bit. Maybe just, you know, watch out and go with the flow.
Yeah, well, I heard about those guys. Well, they come here from a different fucking country driving the opposite side of the road.
Yeah.
And did I tell you about this where at a fucking intersection in China, you don't turn right unless it's green? That's why they don't fucking leave. So they sit there. They don't turn right.
See, that's what happened to me. I don't.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know how you know in this country, you know, you sit there when it's clear, you fucking go.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They sit there whole time until it turns green.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh.
Because in their country, they don't do that shit. They don't turn on fucking on red.
Yeah. Man.
But anyways, My point is there's a lot of probably rules that go against what they know.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically it's they don't know the fucking rules. Yet they get license. I don't know.
Maybe my fuck you is just to... I'll say, you know what? That was the gist of today, the Asian people. But maybe my fuck you is to just bad drivers. Maybe I'll just, you know, say... Because last week it was just against that one chick. Or a couple weeks ago it was just that one chick.
Uh-huh.
But I even hate the people that talk on their phone while they're driving, you know, on the freeways. Yeah. They're the ones that are fucking... You know, everyone's going 80 and this motherfucker's going 60 and he just happens to be in your lane. You know, when we're doing our Honda Vision and we're like... The fucking, you know, the grid pans out and you got that Tetris fucking view.
Yep.
And everything has the weird looking, you know, the neon lines like on fucking Tron. And you're like, this is my escape plan. And, you know, you finally get into this one spot and this motherfucker, it slows down.
Uh-huh.
And then you pass him and you look it over at him and he's like, you know, fucking... You know, cheeking his all fucking shoulder time. And like, I'm like, dude, seriously, like, this law is bullshit. Like, you can't talk. Because the thing is like, I follow it because I don't want to get that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But when do you ever see people getting fucking pulled over? Or like, have you ever heard anybody get pulled over because they're talking on their phone?
Yeah.
See, like, my dad has, but like, that was the last time I heard anything. Dude, that was years ago.
The guy I used to work for at the bar, he was talking to me while I was at the bar and he goes, hold on, I'll call you back. And he calls me back, I got a ticket because I was talking to you.
See, yeah, like, that's crazy coincidence. But
I'm gonna tell you something. The job I have now, we have this driver training.
Uh-huh.
And they always tell you if you go somewhere, I mean if it's an angled parking, you can't do anything about it. That's the way it's supposed to be. But if it's straight parking or if it's, straight parking, always fucking back in. Always back in because statistically, the most accidents happen backing out of a parking spot.
Sometimes it's hard to back in, though.
It doesn't matter. Do it. Always back in if you can. And when you get in your car, you fucking leave straight.
But you know what's problems. You know what? I used to do that all the time when I used to, you know, not have current tags on my car. But... So drivers out there nowadays are so fucking just so road, you know, like car ragers and what is it called?
Road rage.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It you can't even do anything. It seems like, you know, everybody's vying for that one parking spot that's, you know, away from a parking spot, two spots down. And, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's so in a rush, you know, like I feel that maybe there wouldn't be so many accidents and death. I mean, how many times have you seen on a side of the road? There's just fucking debris everywhere and like this person's, you know, getting fucking stretched off and you think about it, you know what, maybe it was an accident, but then you think about maybe it wasn't, maybe somebody actually should have been doing something they shouldn't have been doing, something they should have been doing, you know.
Oh yeah.
And it's like that's fucked up because sometimes like I'll be texting, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna put this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe I shouldn't be on the phone.
That's
maybe
one of the fucking statistics they tell you.
Yeah,
like, most accidents can be prevented.
Yeah,
like almost every time.
So
anyway,
Fuck you, horrible drivers.
Fuck Asians.
Mostly the Asians, though.
Yeah. All right, my fuck you goes to... Oh, man. A Mexican guy. I was in Paramount the other day.
This is a really racist show. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was in Paramount. I went to this place. They have good fucking food, dude.
Well, of course.
It's called Super Tortas Number One. You heard about this? Probably not.
No, I just always laugh that a lot of Mexicans' joints always have number one, number two.
Super Tortas. So I was in Paramount, and you know, it was close to what I was doing at the time. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go here. And I've been there before, which is why I knew it was good.
Yeah.
Because I've been in Paramount before at that time. So I go here, get the fucking chicken tacos. And they're tasty fucking chicken tacos, man. They're fucking awesome, right?
Tastes like chicken?
Oh, yeah. Better than chicken. Yeah. Okay. Really fucking tasty, man. Got the, you know, they load it up with salsa, and onions, and cilantro, all that shit. So I get some tacos.
I don't think it works all the time when you say it.
I get the tacos, and then she's like,
and I get a napkin.
Yeah, napkin. So she gives me a whole fucking, all my food. I eat it, it's great, whatever, it's good. But like yesterday, I looked to see if my paycheck, if it went through, like direct deposit. And I noticed my Super Tortas charged me fucking twice for the same meal. I was like, this bitch got me two times. And so I look, you know, I call my fucking bank, Chase, and I tell her, like, you know what? I got charged twice. You know, is this like the fraud? It's not. So why is there always a black chick on the phone, dude, with these fucking call-ins, right? Have you noticed that? It's not fraud because no one purposely tried to manipulate your funds. It was an accident. So I'm like, okay, so what do I do about it? Okay, so you call the company and you tell them what happened and see if they'll put it back in your card. All right. So I call them. This is what I'm saying, fuck you, too. This fucking guy. So I call. Hola, super tortas número uno. And I was like, do you know English? ¿Qué? ¿Habla inglés? No. And I was like, what do I say? Manager? Okay, hold on, please.
You did not say manager.
Yeah, I did. I did. And he goes, and then all of a sudden, hola, super todas, bienvenidas, whatever the fuck he said. And I was like, do you speak English? Oh, a little bit. Like, all right. You know, I went there 2 days ago and you charged me 2 times.
What?
Yeah, she charged me 2 times. Okay. I was like, yeah, so I talked to my bank. You know, it's on my, it's on my receipt. Or no, I said, I don't have a receipt, but, you know, I talked to the bank and they told me, oh, bring your receipt. And I was like, I don't have a receipt. Bring a receipt. I was like, look, man, I called the bank and they told me it's a wrongful charge, so I can bring my bank statement. When I said that, I'm like, fuck this. I'm not driving the fucking Paramount for this guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, bring receipt and, you know, it's okay. I'll take care of it. But if no receipt, no, I want another. And it's like, dude. You're far away from me. I'm not going to drive there. It'd be the same amount of money if I drove there for the gas.
Yeah.
I was like, just put it back and look at your records. Oh, no. Receipt. I was like, fuck, dude. So the guy wouldn't budge. Anyway, I'm like, all right, I'm going to call the bank and tell them that you're not going to help me. Okay. It's like, all right, bye. So I had to fucking call the bank back. Yeah, here's the whole story. Okay, let me transfer you to, what do you call it? Claims. I was like, okay. All right, fine. The guy comes on. This is Mr. Martinez. Can I help you? And he's like, hello, Mr. Enriquez. I'm like, how you doing? Oh, how are you? I will take care of this, no problem. And like, dude, the guy fucking easy. He took the fucking charge off my card. He like stole money from that fucking Mexican dude, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he took it away. He took it back. Basically, man, this is a big fucking hassle. They helped me out. That they cleared it up. But I want to say fuck you to the Mexican dude that didn't want to fucking help me, dude. He was like old school, like, nah, 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 motherfucker. You bring me the receipt or I'm not doing shit for you. It's like, dickhead, I pay with a card. You can easily look it up, you know, and then reverse it.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 bring me the receipt. Like, he didn't want to fucking budge. And that bugged me, dude. It bugged me, but I'm so fucked. I fancy that the goddamn bank was just able to rip my shit back from them and put it back on my card. But I want to say fuck you to the old school Mexican dude that didn't want to help me. Even though I'm some regular Joe working stiff that came and went to this fucking restaurant, you know, his place of business. I paid twice. He didn't want to help me out. He thinks I'm trying to fuck him over. But anyways, is that a valid fuck you? The guy didn't want to help me, or is he right to be like, nah, I don't believe you?
Stranger danger? No. I had this happen to me 2 days ago.
Really?
Yes.
How?
I had one of those gift cards that you get from like the you've sent me like a gift card for being a great customer.
Okay.
I bought something at Fuji Grill. It's like a teriyaki spot. teriyaki spot at the mall I work at.
Uh-huh.
And they swiped it and it took forever. I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, okay, well, they hit a button and they swiped it again and they're like, oh, it didn't take it. I'm like, this is a brand new card. It was like $10 on it. So I didn't spend it on anything.
Yeah.
So I called them up. I called the card services up. And of course there's a hello, this is card services.
You know, it's always a black person, huh? Am I wrong on that? It always is.
How can I help you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
It's always a sassy black, too.
This is what happened. Whoopie whoop, da 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 da. Well, it looks like they approved you the first time. And when they swiped it again, the current funds wasn't enough to cover the second transaction. So what I would do is go back over there and tell them that the first one was approved.
Yeah.
So I went over there. Hey, this one was approved. Oh, no. No, I don't know why I'm speaking like a little Mexican guy. Oh, no. It don't get approved. We don't have the receipt for this transaction. I cannot give you any kind of return.
Was it Asian?
Yeah. Oh, these dudes were hard. Okay. They were those Asian dudes. These guys knew how to fucking sell, man. Yeah. These guys could sell fucking Ice in the Winter and Fire to Hell.
Oh, the one with the free samples?
Oh, yeah. These guys are
free sample.
Fucking awesome,
we get everything.
Yeah.
It's good.
But these guys were not fucking budging. Mm-hmm. No. See, all our sweet seat rehire right here. Nobody come after you. We know you work over here in the mall. We know you get accepted. You know, and yeah. I'm like, all right, fine. It didn't get accepted. And I call, I'm like, see, it didn't get accepted. Oh, no. Well, you know what? The best we can do is we can go ahead and put the card or the credit back on the card, but it probably take 3 to 5 days. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm never getting that money back, huh? So.
Yeah, but dude, this is even worse. It wasn't a fucking gift card. It was my goddamn, my debit card.
Yeah.
They took my shit. They raped me.
Well, what was even worse was that
day. And it was $8.40.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
See, what may not to compare, but what was worse that day is I didn't take anything. I didn't take any cash or my card that day. I just had that gift card for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And that was my lunch.
Right. Well, you got the food, right?
No.
No?
No, they didn't give it to me.
Oh, because they did it twice.
Yeah. So I had no money.
I misunderstood you.
Yeah. I called Babadook, gave her the sad story. She's like, I'm on my way. I'll go get you lunch.
Oh, what a good girl. Look at that. You're a lucky guy.
Babadook, I fancy you.
My wife would never have done that shit. She'd be like, oh, well, you better go get free samples.
Just go around to each place and ask for a free sample.
And then put a fucking disguise on and walk back again. Put a jacket on.
Did Homer Simpson do that?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. He's like, can I get a free sample? And like, it ended up being three guys that look like Homer.
All right, so I guess I want to say to the Mexican. It's gonna be just that Mexican dude. That's all. And he's running a tight fucking ship over there, and he's not a he's not into customer service. Yeah. He's old school. You know, he's old school. It's not fucking cash no more, dude. There's such thing as electronic bullshit. Look it up. You got the power to.
That printed receipt, man, that's what they go by because they really, if you think about it, well, if you don't have a receipt, I don't have to give your money back. You know?
Oh, yeah? But the power of my fucking bank took your ass. So anyways.
That's right. We dig.
Hey, Super Tortas, fuck you.
Fuck you! Was it good at least?
It was good, dude.
Are they good over there?
Oh, no, it's good. Yeah? It's good, yeah.
Is it? Auténtico Mexicano.
It's pretty good. I even had a... Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I'll take it back. That was a different place. All right, Lito, that's it for this one.
Yeah.
I think we're done now.
Okay.
We've offended enough people. Including each other at times. And
off to where the brown is no more.
What?
I thought we were going to go find that buried treasure.
Oh, yeah. I'm down. Yeah.
Off to the...
New Mexico.
Coast that dude, but can't
we
see anymore.
We better not get popped because we'll be in solitary confinement for 22 months.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man.
As long as we're together, that's all I care about.
Maybe we should take another week off and head up to Kentucky to one of those Saturdays, you know, where we'll bunny ears act gay.
Kentucky! Yeah. Hey, wouldn't it be cool if we were in solitary confinement together, just alone, you and me?
Isn't that considered solitary confinement?
I can bite your toenails so they don't grow too long. I'll bite them for you.
And I'll pick at your sores.
You rub my bed sores. All right, folks, that's it for us. It's been real. And as always, stay dangerous, my friends.